I don't suppose like poppin' bees.
What's poppin' bees?
What's poppin' bees? Welcome back to Beer Sauce.
Listen up.
Listen up, everybody.
This shit is gonna be crazy. It's gonna be what does raunchy mean?
You don't know what raunchy
means? Is like sexual, no?
It's going to be raunchy.
I mean, it will be raunchy. I have a raunchy story to tell you guys today.
Oh.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's raunchy.
Premature ejaculation.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, this is what we're doing. All three of us, myself, Derek, and Amy. What up? We all have three embarrassing and fucked stories to tell you guys today. But what's the twist?
But the twist is loser... Whoever loses, okay, well, how do we judge who's a loser? So we score everybody's story in rounds.
Yeah.
And then you add up the tally of the score. Highest.
This is not, you're not explaining this at all, bro.
Yes, I am.
Maybe I'll explain.
Go, explain it. Explain it. No, explain it.
There are three rounds and then uncertain, but they're
okay. Amy, you
explain
it.
No, I did not say it. Explain it.
No, I'm
explain it. We want you to explain it. We want you to explain it.
Three rounds.
See?
It's hard.
It's hard.
Fucking think.
Okay, embarrassing story. Three rounds. Each round rated out of 5. Tally at the end. Winner wins.
Scratch card.
But what does the loser lose?
The loser loses
well,
dignity.
Well, you said winner wins, so I said loser
wins. The loser loses dignity. The loser has to face the fact that they did not pull through on this podcast, and they got to get a tattoo.
And not just a cool tattoo. Oh, sorry, I see you were about to talk there.
No,
oh,
I know,
I totally see it. I saw you were about to talk, and then I want you to talk. I don't want to interrupt you. I don't want to get in your way. Please talk.
So we posted a story on the Beer Sauce Podcast Instagram.
And if you're not following that, you won't be able to chime in, so you should follow that.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a poll or a questionnaire, and then the loser has to choose one of those and get them tatted at the placement of their choice.
Yeah.
Patreon chooses placement, guys? No, because they'll say forehead.
No, yeah, they will not do us right in that. But I feel like there's no better way to this. We have no better way to get into this. We have all three of us have three fuck stories, making 9 insanely fuck stories. Who wants to start? Hold up.
Behind the scenes, Patreon of today's shoot is going to be on our Patreon.
Yes, sir.
Patreon at Beer Sauce Podcast, $5, not a lot, you know? And we're doing a tarot card, but also a vlog if you want behind-the-scenes content. Go on our Patreon. And maybe if I lose, you guys can choose my placement, but don't say face or don't be weird. But just, Patreon chooses my placement
okay,
if I lose.
Okay, yeah, you guys are not going to choose my placement.
And embarrassing story. Yeah. On story?
And, oh, yeah, I forgot about that, huh? Maybe if we're doing the tattoo, we should do the embarrassing story.
No, but the thing is, you want the tattoo and I want the tattoo.
No,
that's the thing.
We need to make it bad, so let's do both.
Okay.
Or
should
it
be
bad.
First place wins that, second place has a story, third place does tattoo.
That's a good idea.
No, second place gets to choose which one they would rather do.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's, good. Okay. That's good. Yeah,
that's good. Okay. How do we, who wants to start? Who wants to start it off?
Well, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Three-way? Okay, so then winner starts us off?
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors,
shoot. Right?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Boom, boom.
Okay, Nico starts, and then let's just...
And then we can just go in a
circle. Yeah.
Okay, so, oh my god, I'm gonna start...
The thing is, it has to be strategic, like, make this
shit. Okay, fuck. To be honest, I'm not gonna start us off with a banger today. I'm gonna slightly step into it.
Yeah.
Tactically.
Yeah.
I'm taking a
tactical
approach.
So that means you guys have to listen longer for the gaseous stories.
Yeah, best bet that watch time. I'm getting that watch time. Hey!
Dude, you just roasted me for cracking my neck.
When did I do
when
that?
When did he do that?
I went like this, and you're like, ew.
You would.
When did I do this?
Literally 10 minutes ago, right here.
That was Derek.
Oh, what? Was it?
When you were cracking your foot.
Yeah.
Your foot? That's so different.
You're getting confused in your head, bro.
That's so different.
Okay, so.
Okay, my bad.
This story is from when I was maybe 16.
Ooh.
Not even that far away. It was about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah. Right?
So it's like still like I was a teenager, 15, 16, peak of, you know, finding out about masturbation, peak of, I remember like I jerked off to like porn and shit like a lot when I was that age.
No, for real?
As we all did. And I had a crush on this girl.
In the porn or in real life?
In real life.
Okay.
She went to my school. I'm going to tell you guys who it was. Derek knows who this is. I'm going to tell you guys. Her name was
Gabagoo.
Okay.
Gobble.
Oh, oh.
But for the sake of the story, we're going to call her
Gobble-goo.
What?
No.
No, that's weird.
That's
we're
going
to call her Skylar.
No, we're going to call her Dan.
We're going to call her Dan.
Let's call her Dan, okay? So I had such a big crush on Dan, but she was out of my league. I was 5 foot. At the time, I was 5 foot four. Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah. And she was out of my league completely, right? She was beautiful, stunning track and field legend. She's gone on to accomplish a lot in the Olympics. I don't know if that's true. I just made that up.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a serious crush on her. She was just out of my league. She was like eye candy without being disrespectful. Like, I knew I was never going to be able to be with her, but I just got to appreciate her beauty from afar, right?
You're such a pussy.
Like, you fucking asshole. You fucking asshole. So, one day I have her on Chat Snap, keep in mind. And back in the day, I was Chat Snapping that my 15, 16 year old.
But also,
self,
dude, if you had a big crush on her and you had her on Chat Snap, like, that was nice,
yeah, I was
right?
A demon.
Like, that probably felt great.
No, I was a fucking demon, bro. Like, her Bitmoji was.
Dude, you probably tried on your selfies.
Snapchat, I say Snapchat, bro. But I just say it.
Wait, like, but did you were probably trying hard as fuck on your selfies when
literally like 700 tries on each photo I sent her. But one day she texted me on Snapchat. It wasn't a text, right? It was a snap. She snapped me.
Oh.
And then wrote, she was like,
streaks.
This guy kissed me at a party and it was literally the most uncomfortable thing ever. Oh my God, it made me so uncomfortable.
You guys
it
talked?
Was the worst kiss ever.
Like, you would talk on Snapchat?
Not often. So that's why it was like interesting that she was Snapchatting me like that. It was interesting she was doing that. We didn't often talk. We were friends, kind of, but we were like school friends. We talk every once in a while. But then I was like, oh my God, that's so weird. Why is she telling me that? So I snapped her back. I was like, oh, that's so crazy. Like, what the fuck? That's so weird. Then I messaged my friend on Snapchat and I was like, dude, Dan just messaged me. And she was like, I just kissed a guy and it was so weird.
Wait, were you mad?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. But I was like, she just messaged me that she kissed a guy and it was so weird. Like, why did she say that to me? Like, is she trying to give me a hint that I should kiss her or something?
Oh.
Sent it to my friend. And me and my friend, like, I was just like, I sent it. Like, it was a long message. Mm-hmm. It was a long snap of me explaining the whole story of what Dan was talking about. And I was like
a video?
She... No. It was message. A text. Yeah. The video would have been fucked for what's about to happen. And then it's a long, long message of me explaining exactly what Dan said. And if Dan was trying to give me a hint that I should kiss her or something, or she was trying to give me a hint.
I don't think that was it, bro.
Send the snap. Sent it to Dan. I sent it to Dan. I sent it to fucking Danny.
That's so fucked.
Was it a text? Like, or
no,
was
no,
it a
no.
picture?
It was a picture.
With the text on it.
It was a picture with the text on it. I sent it to Dan. I meant to send it to my friend, but I sent it to Dan. Yeah. And then, in the nicest way, Dan shuts me down. She turns me down, obviously. She was completely out of my league, but, like, I'm sorry. I was just fucked. I was, like, hurting inside. In the moment, I was fucked.
Dude, you're probably sweating.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I still haven't recovered.
Your heart drops when that happens. It's like,
boom. No, because
How did you...
Because at this time, you couldn't delete snaps. Like, this was 6 years ago. You couldn't delete a Snapchat.
How did you recover that scenario?
You don't, bro.
No, like, what did you say? Like, would you just be like,
whoops, bro? Like,
that's it?
I can't explain myself. Whoopsies.
Okay, so the next time you see her at school and you make eye contact, how's the vibes?
Oh, my God. I think it was fine. I think I just played it off. It was like, we didn't talk about
it. Like, never happened.
Yeah, like, we did not talk about that. We don't talk about it. But that's my first story for today.
Okay.
Let's not rate it yet because I need to hear other ones to be able to have a standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Derek, your go.
Okay. And you know what? I'm also going to start off slow.
Okay.
Because the thing is, two of mine are related to girls, which is like kind of, it's kind of lame.
Well, one of mine was related to a girl. I feel like, but like.
But that's the most embarrassing moment. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So should I do slow and then two girl stories? Because the two girl stories are great. Yeah, I'm going to do the slow one.
Okay.
Slow. Okay. We're starting off slow.
What? The thing is, this one's the most recent, so the story's not as good, but I feel the most embarrassment for this one.
Because it's the most recent. Because
it's the most recent. And I didn't even tell. Like,
Wait,
I literally went home, and I don't get embarrassed, first of all. So for something to embarrass me, it has to be, like, something really embarrassing, because I, like, don't get embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Embarrassing moments, first of all, is just in your head. You make it embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I have a pretty good mindset and a headspace where I just don't think things are embarrassing. So if I think it's embarrassing, it's bad. I haven't had a really embarrassing moment recently, but it was. God. Oh my God!
Wait, happened? He's gonna take the first round. This is fucked up.
Okay, it's not even the story's not that good. I just felt so like.
Oh my God!
Ashamed. Like, I wasn't ashamed. I just was like, I'm so embarrassed right now. And I went home and I thought about it. like at night. That's how you know.
Okay.
After we got our buttholes waxed, dude, and you were there, but you didn't acknowledge it. So you could have just been a homie, or you just might have not seen.
Yeah.
And we went to get a salad. Okay, so like,
wait, you gotta get okay. So the backstory. The backstory was for my birthday last year.
The butthole wax doesn't even matter.
We got our buttholes waxed, but we went to get
a salad afterwards. And the salad is like sort of like we went to like it was like sort of Subway where you like pick the salad. And
it was
what freshie, you want in
right?
It.
Or what was it? I don't know. Yeah,
but you just pick your ingredients, right? And they have like the glass, and then the lady makes the salad.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys have noticed this.
Oh my god!
But like sometimes when I talk, I spit. Like, I don't know if you notice that, but like sometimes when I talk, like spit will come out, like not even like me going like when I open my mouth, sometimes spit just like like shoots like pretty far.
Like a lot.
And I shot it over the onto the ingredients.
Oh
my god.
And I made eye contact with the lady. And I was like, oh, and we just didn't talk about it.
I didn't even know that happened.
We were just like, nah.
That's not that bad. Like, you could have told me that happened.
No, bro. I was so embarrassed I didn't tell you.
Really? I feel like it's not that it's not that embarrassing. I'm gonna make it bad.
But I don't like you could have told me that, and I would have been hilarious, bro.
No, but I was embarrassed, so I didn't even find it funny. I just found it just like traumatizing, really? Bro.
That's so, like, I wouldn't be embarrassed about that because it's like I can't help it.
I just like all of the ingredients, bro. It's like it's not even like my salad, it's like
all the prepped ingredients.
The prepped ingredients that like they're gonna scoop for
I remember people. What salad the ingredient he spit on. I remember what ingredient it was. I remember the ingredients. Yeah, it was popping bees.
What's popping bees?
What's popping bees? Welcome back to Beer Sauce. My name is Nicholas Motzvot.
My name is DRKZHU, Derek Zhu.
And today we are joined with
Gingy Pop.
Also known as
Amy.
Whoa. Ooh.
Oh, dude, that was the cleanest intro we've ever done.
Hey.
Dude, that was okay, we'll talk about it in the post-round.
For me, it's embarrassing. Like, what if you did that?
I would be like...
I genuinely wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I'd be like, my bad. I can't help it. I didn't mean to.
No, but the eye
contact is crazy. No, that's the embarrassing part.
No, because what's weird...
Because she saw.
No, but what's weird is, technically, you spit on an ingredient and then you stared at a woman in the eyes. Like, that's worrying itself. Like, that's crazy. Like, the story isn't... Like, I don't know.
I don't know. To me, that's really embarrassing.
Okay.
Okay, let's go, Amy.
Okay. So grade 8, I was in a special school with only 6 girls.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because I did ballet a lot. So I was
wait,
like...
I was in a special school
where we only went to school for 3 hours a day. So anyways,
she couldn't handle anything more.
Dude, that's why you're the way you are, bro.
But that's why I'm like this. So I was not socialized to people. So grade 9, I go to middle school for the first time. I'm in a grade higher for math, so I don't know anyone. I think everyone's too cool.
Yeah, you would,
bro.
Yeah, you would.
I was sitting, and I could feel my period leaking.
Oh!
And I was in the middle of the classroom, so like there's people all around me. And I
oh my god.
Surrounded by
and
ops.
Everyone in my eyes is like cooler than me and older than me. So I go like this.
Wait, is it your first
ever? Oh my god, so you stand up?
And then there's like a little blood.
Oh my god!
So I'm like literally like,
what size of a coin? Bigger than a coin?
Like this much. But oh, not so
a, like a toonie?
Like a Timbit.
Not a puddle, but maybe the size of the mic and just like a blood smear.
Yeah.
A smear.
A smear.
Okay.
And I didn't know what to do.
So you just...
So I just waited for like the class to end and then I just went like this and I got my sweater and that and then I just left the class with it tied around my waist.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
You have to take into the fact that I was not socialized to people and then it's a grade higher.
Was this your first period or no?
No.
Okay, because I'd have been like, that would have been crazy.
Wait,
dude.
This might be a stupid question, but
when do people usually get it?
No, like, what's stopping that from happening to you, like, right now?
Now I have a better, I can feel when it's coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so magical.
Magical.
I genuinely think that's like,
that's beautiful.
Like, that's magical.
What,
bro.
To have a period?
No, that's probably the worst, but like,
what's magical about
no,
it?
No, it's just like, you're like, you're so in tune with your body, you know when it's coming, right? It's like, you know when it's coming or you know when it's not coming, God forbid, right? And that shit's just so. Dude,
every time you talk about kids, it's like, God forbid.
But I'm just saying, like, that's just beautiful. I just want to put that on the world. That's like, yeah. It's beautiful.
What's the man version of that? Like, knowing when you're horny.
No,
knowing when you're gonna get a boner.
No, we don't know.
You don't know. It can just happen.
The amount of honesty.
Okay, do you guys have a boner embarrassing story?
Always, dude.
I do. Everybody. I didn't even include mine because it's like everybody has a boner.
Like every guy.
Okay, say the location.
English class, grade 9.
I was doing a presentation. I got a boner right before.
Yeah.
I was rock hard, and then we were doing like different groups. It was like speed dating, and then she was like, "All right, everybody, stand up and go to the next partner." I was like,
No, yeah, dude. But
you know what? You can't just pull your dick up and tuck it when everybody's looking, right?
No,
you can't. So you just hang out with this?
No, you can do it. There's ways to do it.
In the belt buckle?
The thing is, I had a lot of my classes with Derek. Not once had he ever noticed a boner tuck of mine. I've had so many boners when I've been with this guy. Never noticed when I did a boner tuck. Just saying, y'all.
The thing is, what pants did you wear in high school? Because I only wore athletic pants.
That was
my downfall.
I wore joggers, but that was the thing to do in high school.
Well, you only wore black joggers.
I only wore black joggers.
Well, like, you could see your dick through them. Because if you wore jeans and you get a boner, it's fine.
Well, the thing is, it's like, you can't really see my dick through them because I was like 15. Like, it was really small.
Yeah, but if
my
you got a boner, bro.
You still probably couldn't see it.
It was just like a little,
Yeah, it was like a little microscope. You needed a microscope to see that shit.
Wait.
Yeah.
I want to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get boners like in public anymore, right?
No. Yeah, well, okay. Like rarely.
Like
if it happens.
So
but if you think about, if I say, sorry to make it weird, get a boner right now, could you do it if you just tried?
No.
Maybe.
If you were thinking, like, could you?
Like, I would have to be really
without jerking our shit. Like, it would be hard.
It would be
damn,
hard.
I thought it was like you could just be like thinking about it and then get one.
If like sometimes.
Yeah. Depends on my mood. It really depends on what I ate, how much I slept. Like you are really like in tune with your period. I'm like, so in tune with my penis.
And like how, like when was the last time I nutted?
Yeah.
As well.
Because if I nutted like today.
If I nutted this morning before I went to.
Then it's super hard.
Yeah. You didn't do that though, right?
No.
I bet. Okay. Overall, I think each story.
We all had our own.
But my thing is I totally like getting a period like in class like that was probably so embarrassing, but it's also like. Actually, no, because kids would have.
No, it's high school.
Yeah, it's different.
But the thing
and
is,
I have
I
no
think
friends
it,
in that class.
It makes it less embarrassing that nobody saw,
okay,
right?
Fine.
Yeah, if everyone saw, it would have made it more.
If everyone saw, you would have beat all of us.
Like
right
your
now.
Eye contact is embarrassing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That the one on one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you guys rate mine. I feel like it's weird if I rate
on
my own.
One. What is one?
One's the worst. Five the best.
No, but like one is like
five should be most embarrassing.
Yeah, five's the best.
Okay, so like wait, five like as in like. Most embarrassing, one is least embarrassing, like not embarrassing at all.
Yeah, one is like, dude, why did you even tell that? Like, that's not funny, bro. And then five is like, Jesus Christ, I need to step out of
I'm
the room.
I'm imagining like how embarrassing I would feel if it happened to me.
Yeah.
I would go like, dude, if that happened to me, the thing is, are we allowed to incorporate storytelling as well?
You can do anything.
Oh, yeah, sure.
3.5.
Okay, did the storytelling.
Yeah. Like if that happened to me, I would just say 5, but it's also hard because it didn't happen to me.
I feel bad.
Why?
I'm going to say 3.
That's not bad.
Well, I don't feel bad.
I'll take, wait,
I feel bad.
So 3 and 3.5.
Yeah.
So that's a...
6.5.
6.5. Can you keep track of this, Amy? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Welcome.
Now, okay. Let's rate hers while she's...
Okay, while she's doing it. Okay, that is fucked up. The thing is, we don't get peers.
I don't understand
so,
it.
Like, but the thing is, like, imagine something really, like... It's like, no, equivalent is getting a boner... Also coming and farting and shitting your pants at the same time. Like, that's the equivalent.
No, but the thing is, I think yours is more embarrassing purely because of the fact that someone else was involved.
It's true. It's
true. Yeah, this is just... Did no one notice, you think?
I don't know. But when I went like this to check, it was during class because I had to look. So I don't know. Maybe someone noticed.
The thing is, like, I've shot boogers out in class by accident.
You shot them out?
Yeah. Like sometimes you sneeze and your boogers just come off.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll just like, I'll put it back in my nose. But if I don't think anybody saw it, it's not that embarrassing.
But, okay, I'm going to.
If a tree fell in the forest and no one saw it, did it fall? It's
exactly.
The same thing.
It's the same. If you had your period in class and no one saw it, did you get your period?
I have my rating. And I'm going to say this. I am my why? What you expected? It's gonna be bad. I'm not gonna give you like a 1, bro.
I'm saying 2.
No, be real.
I'm 2.5.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go 3. I would have gone 2.5, but I'm gonna go 3 because you never got closure. for the situation. You don't know if anyone's on.
That's true.
So I'm going three, bro.
Thank you.
I'm going three.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have to rate Derek.
So now you have 5.5.
In comparison
Wait, so you have 5.5, I have 6.5?
Yeah.
Derek's just like not that bad. The eye contact is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, but for him, we're talking about embarrassing for him.
It no, but he tried to relate to our stories. I feel like we have to try to relate to his
stories. I think it's hard to rate.
It is hard to
rate. I'm gonna go 2.
Me too.
Fuck you guys.
Bye.
All right. Okay, it's okay.
I was so embarrassed, guys.
Not
that's so. Derek gets really. Me and both, Derek, get embarrassed about really weird shit.
Very weird.
But then won't get embarrassed about things everyone else will get embarrassed about.
Yeah.
Like that time we were trying to take pictures on the C bus, and then Nico was like, no, don't do it.
Dude, then like this guy will twerk at like
Aritzia.
Aritzia, bro.
Like, I just think, no, because like, I think taking a selfie, like, you would literally have to probably pay me like $100 to go to.
Oh, come on.
To Lonsdale Key, take a selfie, and then like in front of hella people. Like, I think that's crazy. I'd rather fart in front of everyone than take a
selfie.
Dude,
that's kind of that's fucking stupid.
Like, I don't know
bro.
If that's the way my mind works.
That's
but stupid. It's just like crazy.
That's stupid.
Okay, do we should we go continue in the same order for these stories here? Okay. So my next one, it also revolves around romance, but instead of the accidental romance that happened before, this one was just raw passion.
Was it?
No.
Oh.
This one was, oh no, that's bad, but I've told that on Beer Sauce recently, right? So, this also revolves around when I was about 15. Just found out about masturbation.
Wait, why did you, that had nothing to do with this first story.
Why did you talk about masturbation in the first
I don't know.
Because he just found out.
Yeah, I literally, like, it's very
it's integral
important.
To the story.
It's very important you guys know that, okay? Yeah. But, yeah, just found out about masturbation. This time it is very integral to the story.
Okay?
So,
you ever pre-cum at school? I think I have. That's rarely right.
Okay, be honest. Have you ever jacked off at school?
No.
Derek's question threw me off, but that was like, what the fuck?
No, like, do you think guys do that?
I think so.
Dude, no. Not me.
I knew guys.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, I've never done that. I've never
pre-cum at school.
Like, you purposely pre-cummed at school?
No. Like, you just get hard and you pre-cum.
No, I don't think I've ever been that hard at school before.
Okay.
Where I literally have pre-cum ready.
Dude, but pre-cum is easy to get.
Is it?
I mean, depends on the, like, not in
you
school.
You've never just hugged a girl.
How many, pre-cum? Is it like?
That's actually sweet, though.
No, like.
Like if you did that with your girlfriend, that's sweet.
That's really
but if
cute,
you,
right?
Yeah, that's like adorable. But if you did it with your mom, that's like crazy.
But we have to choose one guy.
to hug and get pre-cum?
With his mom?
It's you.
It'd be me.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Okay. This is crazy. I'm gonna put us back on here.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to think, okay, honestly, because like this happened to me twice, I'm trying to think of the more embarrassing one.
What?
And I'm gonna go with the more embarrassing one, and then I'll give you guys a little quick sneak peek of the other story after this, and it has nothing to do with the score. I just want to tell you guys it. So back in the day when I was about 15, got grounded. I was a troublemaker. I got grounded and my mom took my phone away, right? She took my phone away.
I think I know this.
Zero porn, y'all.
What?
Zero porn, because I didn't have my phone. She took my phone away, so I wanted to jerk off. I was a 15-year-old and I was horny and I didn't have my phone for a week, so
and
I
it's
to
hard
jerk
to
off.
Like imagine if you're 15, like, yeah, what do you like, think of Minecraft and stuff?
No, yeah, I thought about literally sexcraft on Minecraft, like sexcraft, guys. So I did the only thing any other 15-year-old with a Wii U would do, and I went on the internet browser on Wii U, and
but Wii U is like a handheld thing,
yeah, but it projects on the TV.
Why would you watch it on the TV, bro?
Because why watch it on the, like, if there's an option to watch it on the TV and
but
you
do
don't,
people do that?
No,
watch porn on
bro.
TV?
Surely. No, you
yeah,
don't.
You do. You can buy porn at hotels.
Dude, but why would you do that?
For the principle of buying a porn at a hotel.
Oh, we should buy a porn.
You don't even have to buy. I think there's always a channel available.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, next time we go
we
to
we should watch porn at the hotel. We should.
Patreon content.
We should. So... I started, you know, I got the Wii U out. It's a large setup. The Wii U is a large setup, right? Big setup, big thing to turn on. Takes time to turn off as well. It just doesn't automatically turn off like a phone, right? Get my headphones. I have them in and I'm locked in now, jerking off the porn on my Wii U on Pornhub, right? And I'm just going at it. And I'm at the point now where it's like, I could totally finish right now, guys.
Yeah. Like, but you're edge maxing a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, but it's like I'm trying to challenge myself. I don't want it to be a 30-second experience. Right?
Yeah, because it's boring. Like, you gotta make
so
it fun.
So then my mom's a quick walker. Despite her 4'10" stature, she is a quick ass fucking walker. Dude. So
he came on his mom.
No, I did not. I did not go on my mom.
He busted
that would actually
on his
be
mom.
So funny though.
You see her in
that would be so funny though. So I'm downstairs. Keep in mind there's two floors at my house. Kay. There's an upstairs and a downstairs. I was downstairs. And my mom starts walking downstairs. For her to get from the top floor to the bottom floor of my house takes probably about 10 seconds.
Oh, shit.
Right? So I have, so I hear her
Wait,
coming downstairs.
Do you have audio, like, playing?
No, headphones. But I have the headphones in. So it's like, oh. I'm already on a 2-second delay. Like, it already took me 2 seconds to realize she was coming downstairs. Okay. So she's coming down those stairs. And that is the scariest 10 seconds of my life. I'm trying to pull my pants up.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to take my headphones up. Also, because I'm not also supposed to have technology on me. Right, like I was banned from technology, so she also can't catch me on my Wii U either.
Oh my God.
And it's like it's definitely a little bit laggy because it's not like a
yeah.
PC.
No, because it's a Wii U. It's a Nintendo Wii U.
Was your shirt on?
Yeah.
And then just pants were lower.
Just pants.
Dude. Okay,
dude. Your shirt was off, it'd be fucked.
Yeah, that would be over. That would be over. It would be over. Naked. I used to sometimes I don't jerk off naked as much anymore. I've done that. You jerk off completely naked. Or well.
Yeah.
No, I mean, dude. You take off everything. You're like, I'm gonna jerk off now.
Yes, bro.
Wait. Yeah. So you socks off? You jerk off with your socks off?
No. But that counts as naked if you're wearing socks.
No, wait, socks. No, because that is also weird if he's completely naked besides the socks.
Wait, are your socks on though?
Yeah,
jerking off.
Guys,
you're naked
because if you bust on your shirt, you have to wash your shirt.
Just don't.
Okay,
bro.
Okay, that's logical.
But then why do you take your pants off?
Because I'm jerking off. What?
Well, are they
what
fully
do you mean?
Off?
What do you mean?
Are they why fully off?
Yes.
Mine are like half off usually.
Okay, yeah, okay, I can see why.
I don't have to strip fully nude to get into the
zone. I just take
that's
my
crazy.
Pants off.
But you used to, though. So what changed
no,
in your life?
I know, I used to treat myself.
Oh. So it's a treat. Yeah. So you can acknowledge it's good.
Like, no,
it's you're acknowledging it's
fire. I can acknowledge it's fantastic, but I don't want to treat. It's like meth. Like, I can't do it. If I do it every time, like this guy, I'll just be an addict, bro. Because it makes it too gas. But I was jerking off half nude with my pants down, okay? Unlike
well, like,
this guy.
But dude... You're so, but your pants are down, but they're not off.
No, they're
up
to
here.
You're so lucky.
No, like they're on my ankles.
You're
my
so
ankles.
Lucky.
Oh, yes. That's weird too, though. I feel like you should just lower it to
no,
here.
They just
why
naturally
they literally...
keep. They naturally just keep falling down throughout the process. Yeah, okay. You know what
they
I mean.
They fall down.
They
like
fall
as
down.
I'm climaxing, they okay. fall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my mom's coming downstairs, and I don't do it. I don't turn off my Wii U in time. I don't pull up my pants in time, and I don't pull out my headphones in time. I had 8 seconds to figure this out.
Okay, where were you when she saw you?
I'll get to it.
Oh my God.
So then I am so scared. My
like,
Wii U is
Mom,
not turning.
Stop! Don't come in!
Oh my
so,
God.
So I do the only thing any other man would do in the situation. I run. I run from her.
With the porn on the screen?
No!
I'm able, the Wii U is just turning off. It's just turning off. But I'm like, zoning like I literally am carrying my Wii U running around my downstairs living room trying to avoid her, and I have the Wii U in my hand and I am able to turn it off, but my pants are still half down. I'm like literally pulling them up and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like,
stop.
And I was like, oh, I'm just listening to music on my Wii U.
Stop.
And she's like, you're not supposed to be listening to music. But like and then she just walked back upstairs. She took my Wii U, she walked back upstairs, but she knew I was jerking off.
She knew.
How did she
like
know though?
It, no, because if you're, dude, say you walk downstairs and your son's pants are literally like, you're trying to pull them up and you're like, oh, hey, mom, how you doing? And I was just listening to music.
And there's white stuff.
I was listening to music. So my mom caught me jerking off.
But tell me,
yeah,
you finished, right? Like after?
Oh, surely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, like, come on.
Like you were about to just not finish.
No, I wasn't edging. I'm not an edger, bro. And yeah, so my mom basically caught me jerking off. Another time I was doing it in the kitchen, she walked in on me. But
dude,
my pants were half up. And no, dude, this,
I've never gone walked
this,
on.
This doesn't
hard.
Count. I just want to add this. This has nothing to do, like, this doesn't count to my points
yeah,
towards
yeah.
the story. But
yeah.
One time I was jerking off in the kitchen and my mom, like, another, like, 10 seconds. I'm given 10 seconds, right? And I don't know why I'm in the kitchen. Like, why am I?
Was she downstairs?
Upstairs.
Why are you jerking off?
No, but like, was she downstairs?
No, she was upstairs.
She was in her room?
Yeah, no, she came into the kitchen.
Why? Just go to your room.
I don't know.
Bathgate, we need to analyze that. That is weird.
I don't know. And then
I don't think I've ever.
Imagine he was naked in the kitchen. Yeah,
dude, I don't think I've ever beat my shit outside of my washroom or my room.
No. Yeah, I don't know why I was in the kitchen.
Or here.
I was just in the kitchen. And then my mom walks into the kitchen. My mom walks into the kitchen. I literally have my pants half up. And I'm like, oh, hey, I'm just doing the dishes.
And you're holding the pan.
Yeah. My dick is like, I'm just doing the dishes right now. Sorry about that, mom. Just doing the dishes.
Dude, how old are you?
I think I was like 15 again.
Dude, you're so
hard.
Dude, this is your fault.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, I'm my own demise. Dude, I am my own demise.
I beat up on this couch before.
What'd he say?
He said he beat off on this couch before.
Oh, well, obviously. Wait,
but where did the cum land? I need to know.
Dude, I don't know. Remember.
Let's get a UV light.
Oh.
Patreon. UV light Patreon on the
page. UV fucking light. But that's my story, bro.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I like that one.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude,
you gotta come in strong. That's an embarrassing story, bro.
When I was 19, which is old, bro.
It's like 3 years ago. Not even that long ago.
When I was 19, I was a virgin until I was 20. And so when I was 19, I was not touched by a woman before. So, or even like liked by a woman before, right? So when you are like deprived of that, and then you're also deprived of like a mother figure, when a girl talks to you, you get infatuated as fuck.
Okay? Oh my god, I don't know the story.
You do.
I do?
Yeah. So I like this girl, let's call her Dan. And the reason I liked her is because at a party, like, and we used to do like bush parties.
Wait, is there any way that we could just know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Yeah.
But you know this story. Mm-hmm. So then I don't know, like somebody told me that she liked me at the party, and I was like, oh my god, this is like my first chance of like getting some, you know, like mm-hmm. even just being liked.
Yeah.
I wasn't even like horny, like, oh, I'm trying to fuck. Like, I wanted to be liked by a girl. Cause it, like, I felt.
I mean, who gassed. Doesn't? Who doesn't?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know.
I know. Guys.
And so next, like, the 2 weeks after, well, I start Snapchatting her, right? Cause I'm like, oh my God, I know she likes me. So I'm like, I'm gonna start Snapchatting her. 2 weeks in the future from this party, there's like a camping event.
Oh my God.
Okay. There's a camping event, so I just unlocked an embarrassing moment in my embarrassing story.
Oh my god, you gotta drop it, bro.
At the camping event, I knew, like, I wanted to do something with her, because we were talking on Snapchat for like 2 weeks.
Oh, it's on.
Like, oh, it's on.
Oh, right? It's on.
And then when it's on, first of all, it's like 30 days in the camping, okay? There's no shower, first of all.
Wait, 3 days? 3 days camping?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, like, no shower,
it's like
no shower.
It's like the third day camping, so there's no shower. But like, we're in her tent, you know, we're smooching and stuff.
Let's go.
She goes for my shit. Oh. But like, dude, I knew I didn't shower for 3 days. And I was like, nah. Like, it's smelly.
No, you're a good man for
and
that.
And then... This isn't even the story. I just an extra add-on. Okay. When I went home, I checked. Like, and it was disgusting.
Oh! Wait, because
guys,
what
I have
mean?
Foreskin.
Yeah.
Like, there was gunk, bro.
Oh my god.
But I don't not shower for 3 days. Like, yeah. How am I? That's not my fault.
No, but
even... you could have just gone like a little water bottle moment in the bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could have.
You could have just, like, I would have just manually picked it off piece by piece, dude.
Yeah, okay. We were. So we just made out. Nice. Nothing happened. Her friend was in the tent for like a little bit of it. It was weird.
Oh my gosh.
Derek.
This was the thing that gets me is this is recent.
Yeah. Not really.
Well, 3 years
I'm
ago.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, but it makes it more embarrassing when you say three. So let's do three for my own sake.
Okay, three.
That's not even the story.
Okay.
After that, she doesn't really want anything to do with me. She just wanted, like, oh, it was fun. She doesn't actually like me. But I fucking like loved her. I thought I loved her.
Hmm.
Because, like, how am I supposed to know?
Well, when you're a teenager, like, you get confused with emotions.
First
right?
experience.
So, like, I would do these little games to, like, get her attention. So, like, I liked her, but then, like, I would block her, like, out of randomly.
Like, on Instagram?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what happened one time was, like, I told all my friends that I liked her. It was, like, a big thing. And then I would get my friends the message, like, what do you think about Derek? And then,
That's pretty embarrassing.
I would get my friends message her, oh, what do you think about Derek? And then when she got her license, I remember being like, come give me a ride. Come give me a ride. She was like, no, I don't feel like it. Oh. And then I got my friend to ask her to give me a ride to like, so we could just like chat, right? Why are you doing that?
Sorry, sorry.
Okay.
This is fucked up.
And then. Oh.
I lost the round.
What's like?
I'm just like internally cringing.
And then, oh my gosh, she would be like, I'm depressed. And I'd be like, why are you depressed? I'm here for you.
Dude, Derek took the round. He hasn't even finished the story. He took the round.
It just like makes me like.
This is
then,
crazy.
The thing is, she didn't even like me. Okay. And then I would get my, and then one time I was drunk. I got my friends to use my Snapchat and they were type. So there was no photo. So she thought it was me. And then they were typing like, why are you playing these games with me? Like, why do you do all this? And then they blocked her and with my consent.
Yeah.
Right. And then the day after, I like unblocked her, and then a text came through, and she was like, can't believe you blocked me, SMH or something. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I can explain. Like, I just really like you, and you don't like me back. And then that's not even the bad part.
Are we not there yet?
Every single time I got drunk, I would do something like that. Every single time I got drunk, which was like once a week because we just graduated and it was the summer. I would get drunk once a week and I would do some shit like that. And I would send her videos of like,
God.
There was a video of me crying.
Oh my God.
One time I cried outside of, it was this like house that we did karaoke in. It was our friend's house. And we went outside and I was crying. My friend took a video of me crying and sent it to her and be like, this is what you did to him.
Dude.
But that's not all, guys. Dude. One time I got drunk. I took 20 voice memos of like, hey, like, I just wanted to say this to you. And I haven't listened to these voice memos in 3 years, and let's play them.
Oh my God.
I remember we played one of these on the show years ago.
And there's like 20 of them.
I think we played one of these on the show like early season one, no?
Wait, I feel like this is everything. Listening to it real time.
This is crazy. All
right, guys.
Dude, oh my God, wait, there's literally 20 of them.
Okay, so there's
15?
There's 11.
Oh my God.
Ready?
Oh my God.
Well, you're gonna have to bleep the name every time. You can't see the time that this was recorded, but September 6th, 2020.
It's been a while. It's been 4 years ago. Years ago.
And I was so down bad. I'm just gonna.
So I just wanted to address something that I think we should talk about. Because, I mean, I'm not good at communicating.
Oh! It hurts.
We always just leave things without addressing them. But I feel like you're giving me a lot of, like, mixed signals.
I'm going to throw up.
So I just don't know, like, where you stand. Because, for example, like, when you're drunk... Like, we're saying how you liked me, but, I've, for, like, the past, like, I don't know how long we've been talking, but I can easily come to the conclusion by how you act that you don't.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm
really confused about that, because...
Wait.
Like, the last, like, month...
Why is she sending mixed signals to bro?
Conclusion, and, like, I've settled with the fact that you don't like me like that, which is fine. I mean, I've learned to live with
it. It's fine.
So I just don't know.
Dude, that's disgusting.
I'm like scared.
When you said that, when you were drunk, I just...
Wait, pick a number between 1 and 11.
Okay,
7.
Wait,
what was that?
That was 1.
Okay, go 7.
So I'm sending this because I think we have something to address.
I can't believe this. Communicated
generally.
I think they start with the same thing.
So
I think the only way to address this is to just be as straightforward as possible. Would say that when you're drunk, because when I'm drunk, I'm just truthful as fuck. So,
dude, my heart's beating like quicker.
Because you just don't seem like you do like me like that, which is fine, obviously.
Why like you saying
repeating?
Yeah, it's just. It confuses me.
He's confused.
Not knowing your...
Dude, that doesn't even sound like you.
That's a weird
Yeah,
word,
your voice is... I feel
final
like
Final tip.
Gabagoo. I think that we should talk about
it. Okay, dude, Jesus Christ.
That's crazy. Okay, are you sending, is she replying to these?
Okay, so these were my takes in the voice memo.
Oh, you only sent one.
I sent one.
Oh, I see.
What'd you say?
I don't remember.
Damn.
Oh, maybe. I kind of feel bad for that, Derek, because like he was just trying to communicate.
And like read the signs and read the room.
Wait, what was her response? Do I have her number?
Just, like, dude, that is crazy.
Friends, which is completely fine with me. But now that.
Like, you know, she was listening to it with her friends.
Yeah.
Just like confused, I guess, because like when I'm drunk, I just.
Why do I say the same shit? It was the same take dude, over and over.
Multiple takes said the same thing each time. When were you going to be happy with the take, bro?
Dude, on my 11th try.
Oh my God.
11 tries.
That
bro.
Was really bad.
And they're
dude.
All like a minute 30 to hey. A minute 50.
That's really
hey,
bad.
I'm like, drunk just, and I'm honest right now.
Yeah, I just want. And I just feel like you don't like me and that's fine.
And that's fine. I've like, learned to live with you, it.
But when you're drunk, you like give me mixed signals.
Oh my God.
Dude, I wonder what her response was.
That's unrecoverable.
No, I cannot. I cannot. No,
like that's what? Icky, bro.
That's an ick.
That's more that's than an ick. Ick. That's like a, oh my God. Like, dude, like we're going to lose subscribers because of that, bro.
Dude, I think I deleted all her chats.
You had to move on.
I had to move on.
This is a good rating for me. This is a good, yeah, this is a good rating.
That was bad.
Maybe you have a lot to do to take the round.
Fuck,
I've lost the round. I wow. can admit I've lost
oh,
the round.
I think I'm that out, was, bro.
Dude, that oh was, my God.
God damn it.
That was hard. That was hard.
Okay.
And you thought that one was bad. That wasn't my best one.
Are you serious?
No.
It could have been.
Oh my God.
Now dude. That I think about it,
I don't know. I don't know if anything could beat that. Like,
I don't know if I can beat that.
That's really good.
I don't know if I can beat that.
Shout out to me.
Okay. I don't know if this is really embarrassing. But I was in a 5-year relationship.
That's cool. Ew,
that's embarrassing, bro.
True love, embarrassing. So we broke up. And then very soon after, I went on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really soon because I was grieving throughout the relationship. Anyways.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No. I get it, bro.
No, like, okay. Oh, we know.
Oh, we
like,
know.
I've lived that, bro.
Okay. We're on the first date. And we're on a field playing soccer, but we're not really playing soccer. We're just, you know, just kicking the ball like it, yeah. This
oh, that's,
distance.
That's adorable. That's cute.
Cute.
So cute.
I put my phone in his duffel bag. Duffel bag was open right next to us.
Okay.
I don't know duffel how bag. This happened, but there's a thing where your favorite contacts, if you press the side button multiple times, it'll call your emergency contacts.
Never even heard
no
of this before.
Way.
I swear. So if you have... You know, you can save favorite contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have like my mom, dad, sister-in-law, and then my ex-boyfriend.
Oh my.
It oh my called God. My ex-boyfriend.
Dude.
And this is soon after the breakup.
Like
and
how soon, could I ask?
I don't really remember, but it's like so soon that it's like you were not healed yet.
Yeah.
He answers and I saw the call log after. He was listening to us for 5 minutes.
Of you just rizzing
another
dude,
yeah,
man.
Of me
you
rizzing.
Guys are rizzing?
Do you know what you talked about on that call?
I don't remember, but like, we were just hanging out and I just go to check my phone and I'm like...
Dude, imagine you were fucking.
That
would have been worse.
I would kill myself.
No, actually, that would even... That would have been more bad for the your ex.
I know, like, I would kill myself, like...
If I was him.
I would kill myself if I was him, yeah.
Oh, you're so much better than my last ex. Oh, like, I would kill myself.
Bigger.
I would kill myself, bro.
So, yeah. I don't know if it's embarrassing, but it's like...
No, that's embarrassing. But it's like, it's, we just heard the most embarrassing story ever.
I don't think that's that embarrassing because...
No?
It's not, it doesn't really affect your relationship because it's over.
Yeah, but it's like that it's, really didn't need to happen.
And it's no. like, you still care about them, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
you just know? Feel bad a little bit. You know?
Feel bad. And it's like, 5 minutes isn't that
no,
long,
but
imagine 5 minutes
of that.
Of listening to your
ex-girlfriend
like,
imagine you're the love of your life getting her, like, a dick slapped on
yeah.
her face.
Oh.
And like,
oh, that feels bad.
I was his the love of his life. That's the fucked up part.
Yours was
masturbation getting caught,
dude. Oh, that was bad. Like
honestly,
the thing
like
is,
a 5 for me.
Really?
No, the thing is, if it was like a friend, it would be a 5. If it was your, since it was your mom, I have to go like, because a mom relationship,
dude, mom is worse. I'd way rather my friend.
I'd rather you catch me.
Back. Oh fuck, you're right.
Your mom. I mean, you wouldn't mind your mom.
Yeah, you would. Actually, you would
four
love
and a half.
Your mom.
Yeah, four and a half.
He's waiting.
Dude, no lie. If it was Amy, I would say like, let's say if dude, I'd rather my mom catch me right now than you.
If I got that, would be like fucked. But if mom, you would enjoy.
That'd be less no, fun. he goes. Stop saying hey, mom, enjoy. Don't come downstairs and starts masturbating. That's what he does.
He does it and then he waits for her.
Yeah, you can. Oh, he's home. It's
four and a half, bro. Fucking. Four and a half. Dude, my nickname is Mom Fucker.
Was it?
Because remember, like, we were doing fucked up nicknames for each other.
Oh, yeah.
Mom Fucker.
Okay, so, that's a good story. That's a
9.5, bro.
I'm going five for Derek's. I'm going, actually, no, I was going to give it a 6 out of 5. Just
no, you can't. No bonus.
Dude, five. I'm going five. I'm a five for sure, bro.
That's
bro.
It's
I'm
really fucking bad.
Sure.
No, like, mine's a low five. Yours is a high five.
Like, that's, it's
wait,
bad.
I actually, I'm going to lower yours 0.5.
Okay.
Because we're doing like
those can't be the low same.
Key in relation, yeah. Right?
No, yeah. Like
you're
that's a five.
Back to nine.
That's a bad story, bro.
Okay, please don't rate mine bad.
What was yours?
Was that forgettable?
The phone call.
Oh. Was that forgettable, bro?
Dude, what was the two that I'm gonna go like?
Come on, man, be nice.
Two. I don't think that's that embarrassing.
I'm gonna go 2.5.
You see, why did you just say really as if you didn't give me the same, like, you did the same thing?
You gave the 0.5, though. A yeah, pity, pity 0.5.
Guys, pity 0.5. No, you know what? I want a 3. I want a 3. I want yeah? A 3. No,
okay.
Just kidding.
No.
Can
no.
I do 3?
Okay. Be honest.
Okay. Be, no be pity, real. No be pity, real. No be pity. Real.
Be off. 2.5. 2.5.
He's yeah, like, right, he's like 1.
Yeah. What's everybody's rating now?
Okay. The second round, mm-hmm. Nico 9, Derek 10, Amy 4.5.
Is that total of everything?
No, I haven't totaled yet. Should
okay.
We just do that at the
no,
end?
No, total
yeah,
at the end.
Total at the end.
Okay, let's go for a pee break.
Ooh.
Then we're going to come back with the final
on fire.
Stories. And my last one is fucked.
You guys, I thought I was going to win. Your stories are so good.
Because we were so... But also, the thing is, if you did something embarrassing at 20, it's probably not embarrassing anymore to you.
You might have actually forgotten.
I forgot.
Right?
Is yeah, Bunny yeah. Bunny Girl Senpai part of it?
Yeah, we're going for pee break. That's cooked. That's
no.
Cooked. That's cooked. That's cooked. We're going for
no.
Pee break. That's cooked.
That's
cooked.
Embarrassing, but
that's
it never cooked. Affected anyone. All mine affect people, which just makes
right,
it embarrassing.
Right, because yeah. No one saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I would share it like willingly.
Like, cause it's
to a friend?
Like, I would make edits of me and Bunny Girl Senpai and share it, but willingly. The
okay.
Thing is, the fact that
you weren't embarrassed. That's
I wasn't
why
embarrassed
not
at the time.
Okay.
Like, it's embarrassing now, but it's. I loved it at the time, which like makes it less embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not. It's, it, honestly, yeah. If you're not embarrassed, it's not embarrassing.
I mean.
Well, I don't know, like
it depends.
It's embarrassing, but it didn't affect anybody weirdly.
Okay, but in going with that concept, were you embarrassed by your mom watching it?
Yes, sure,
yes.
Bro.
Yes,
come
I would literally pay $5,000 to never live that ever again. Like, no, like as an example, like say I got Kwachi from the 2010 Olympics mascots, yeah. Cut out a hole in it, put a pocket pussy in it, and started fucking Kwachi. And I don't think I might not think that's embarrassing, but it is, bro.
What?
Dude, what are you where talking
that,
about?
Where did that even come from? That's actually
what are you talking
crazy.
About?
I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't do that, by the way. I just want to make sure I did not do that.
Chat, what is he talking about?
Where does this even come from? Like, I'm confused. Your brain works in strange... When I was 15, I started masturbating. But anyways, my story is like, what?
You ever fuck a pillow?
We've talked about this.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
We've talked about this.
How, like, how old literally were you 15 about... when you did the pillow?
No.
Dude, I was like 18,
I was older
dog.
When I did that.
You're older.
Older
we're that. Moving up.
I was like 19, bro.
I was like 21. I was 21 when I did the pillow. No, I'm not kidding.
Dude, because you got to try with the pillow.
Now, did you ever fuck a pillow?
Yes, bro. Yeah.
But, like younger.
Every
no, but
girl
how long?
Has.
Ago, like, how old were you?
Like young. Like literally, I think like elementary.
Ooh.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. But I feel different for girls.
Dude, I used to man. Like feet as a kid.
Like sexually?
I just farted. I really hope the microphone picked that up.
Dude, like, because I didn't know like sex or anything when I was like 6 or 7. But I liked feet like a lot.
Dude, honestly, you probably wait. Like feet now then.
I don't.
Have you tried?
Wait.
No, like.
Have wait. You tried?
No.
Dude, wait. You should. For reals? Because when you're a kid, you're your most authentic self. I think you should try.
Wait.
Is
but
that
what
not
do you,
fast?
Like, what, like, no, what do you mean?
Like
you
I would watch feet. Pokemon and when, like, Ash would have his feet out, I'd be like.
He'd be excited.
Wait, Ash.
Not catch, excited.
Ash oh, no.
Ketchum, I wasn't horny.
Ash Ketchum feet, bro. Look at those Ash Ketchum feet.
Yo, you
kind of
look like Ash right now with the hat. Why don't dude, you give me your feet?
No, but dude, like, that's gross.
Here you go, bro.
No, like, I find men feet gross right now, I guess.
For sure.
But you have caveman feet. Like, your feet are kind of nasty.
I do have Derek. I mean, I do have Derek feet. I do have caveman feet. But it's because I did ballet.
No, but dude, Derek's feet are gross.
Okay, feet reveal. Let's see.
Not to the camera.
No, not to the camera. Just pull them out.
And then I'm going to do an honest review.
Oh my god.
Okay, can I stay for real?
No, not
let me show. No, be real. No, don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. Come on, be real, man. No,
can I do the other one?
Wait, why?
I think this one's worse. No, I'm gonna do the.
Okay, okay.
Wait, wait, can I... Okay. I get to choose. I get to choose.
Okay, okay, okay.
Don't look, don't look.
Why?
I get to choose. Oh,
okay.
This one.
Okay, ready?
Really
can I see? Okay, I'm gonna read it out of five.
Dude, what is that? What is that? Why has he got like an asteroid on his foot? He's got bunions.
What's bunions? What's bunions? What's bunions?
Nickname is Bunyan.
What's bunion?
I'm actually gonna throw up.
What's
oh my
bunion?
God. Oh my god.
Who dude, is that?
Dude, that's not how you spell it. Type in foot bunion.
B-U-N-I-O-S. Dude, bunions. Your new nickname is Bunyan.
Yes, what's bunion? Bunions.
Yes, bunions. Look, he's covering his
bits. He's covering that. What is that, bro?
What?
Oh,
for me, it's the jagged big toe.
Yeah, that's toenail. Crazy, bro.
But except for your bunion, I would say your.
What is a bunion? I don't have bunions.
You have one bunion.
Just one bunion.
Okay, besides your bunion, your feet are pretty.
I don't care. If I took care of them, it'd be different.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I don't have bunions.
Holy shit. I think that was the hardest I've ever laughed on beer sauce. That is dude.
You farted.
I farted. It was
bunion
so funny.
Reveal on Patreon.
Okay, bunion. No, y'all. Dude, if you buy the $100.
Okay, Nico, if you're a real one, show me your foot.
Okay, wait.
Well, his.
Okay.
Show me lower.
No, your feet are
the
nice,
thing with your
bro.
Feet is your. What's it called? Toes,
your toes
are so
dude,
long. It's like a hand.
Dude, your
it's
toes.
Like a hand.
Your toes go from skinny to big.
Like, they're like this long.
It's like a fucking carrot, dude.
Yeah, these don't have bunions, bro. He's my shit.
Okay. Caveman feet reveal.
Okay.
Wait, I used to do ballet and I wore point shoes.
Dude, I have bunions.
No, dude,
bro.
You have bunions.
No, I have bunions.
He is a lot.
Wait, what? Wait, is she a bunion? What's bunion?
That's not bunions.
Dude, your toes are like bony.
They're really ugly.
They're just worked.
Wait.
They're just overworked.
They're just worked.
Wait, yeah. That one's supposed to be that long.
What do you mean?
Oh, is mine longer or is Nico's longer?
I think they're the same size.
Dude, that one's really... That one's as big as my pinky.
That's actually a pretty long toe.
Okay.
I think I have the ugliest and then you have the prettiest.
I think I'm the ugliest.
Because these toes are pretty for you.
Okay, you know what? If we all went to get manicures, I would come out the prettiest.
That's actually true.
We can say it like
that's
that.
That's actually true.
But as of right now, mine are the most fucked up, I feel like. Lopsided toenail.
That's actually pretty gross.
You know what? You know how I got it?
You know
how I got it? I probably like picked at it when in my sleep and I just didn't even it out. Dude, have you ever had a sharp toenail cut your sheets?
No, dude. That's gross. I know Derek. I know that just happened to Derek. That's disgusting.
It's happened to me, but I didn't cut it. It just like a little bit.
Yeah, that's never
it got snagged.
Okay, well, okay. Let's go for a pee break. I need to take a breather after this, y'all. That's crazy. We're back, y'all.
What? Guys,
we've done more research about bunions.
Can we get Bunyan help in the chat?
He needs orthotics. We've decided.
Orthotics.
We've landed.
Why
on
did he know so much about foot care? Wait, no, because you know what? I didn't even know what a bunion is. Do you know?
Yeah.
Have you not watched Grown Ups?
Well, how do you?
Well,
know
I know because point shoes you can get. Yeah. How do you know the word orthotics?
How do you know orthotics and
orthotics
bunions?
Orthotics is a common. I had orthotics when I was younger.
Okay. Wait. What's? Are you flat foot?
Yeah. Okay. No, all of my shoes are worn down on the
inside.
Yeah, no, on the outside.
Oh.
Completely worn down on the heel. because I because
oh, you go like this.
No, I go like I my foot like goes inwards like this.
Oh, I've seen his boots, like they're like damn. Lopsided.
Like, yeah, like down. All my shoes, like my Converse.
You every still wear orthotics?
Shoe. Not anymore. Like you I got too lazy.
You should cut them.
Yeah, but they're expensive. Like I'm not trying to do this.
Well, it's like $400 and you wear them for years though.
Yeah, but it's like
what is it? You put it in your shoe?
Yeah, and then it just goes like this, so then it's even now.
Yeah, but it's like $400. I like,
but for like 4 years, bro.
But do you have insurance with your mom's work?
I don't think that good insurance, bro.
Really? I think you do, though.
I'll ask, but it's like...
You should ask.
No, but then I have to, like, ask her, and I, like, I don't want to have that conversation. Okay. Like, then I have to, like, talk with her about orthotics. Wait,
I think you stop applying for insurance for your mom's work after 19.
Oh, really?
I think in BC.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck. I don't even
know. So I think you're fucked.
Okay. Well, whoops. Okay, well, I'll just have lopsided feet then, bro.
Well, no, I think you should take care of
your body. At least I don't have bunions.
Wait, why don't we do a GoFundMe orthotics for Nico?
Should we do that? He just spit.
See? So does that wait, does that make the rating higher? You see how nasty it was?
Yeah, because it's like four, white foam.
Yeah, but think about four of those, bro.
Was it four?
It was like four of them.
That's
going
a lot.
That's actually because it's white.
Me, no, give me a higher rating,
it's
bro.
It's white.
No, like you've seen it.
Yeah, well, it looks like cum. It looks like yeah. It looked like.
Like I thought it was just like a. Like a speck, but it's literally
no,
like
it's
a...
white. It's like a bullet.
Yeah,
because it made it its way over.
Do we give him a point
it made its
five
way over? The thing
let's
is, I didn't
1 point a one a point five.
Just 1.5.
A point five.
You know,
wait,
like
what round? First round.
Yeah.
Because
you know, like on a hose, you have different types. It's on a sprinkler. It was like three shots of like white spit. Like,
why did it separate like that? That's dude, what I'm confused about.
I don't know, bro. Maybe it's my bunions.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it might be. Okay. So
your
this
turn.
Is the final round.
Yeah.
Final
We don't
round.
Know the score.
We don't know the final scores yet, but we know the individual scores for each round. To remind you guys, the loser. What does the loser get again? A tattoo.
No, the second place. There's two loser prizes.
Yeah.
You either have to get a tattoo. That's one of the ones from the questionnaire from the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to post an embarrassing story.
Mm. Yeah.
And then the second place gets to choose which one they want, and the third place is the other.
Just, yeah.
And then the winner
gets the scratch off ticket and doesn't have to do any of those things.
If I want, I still want to do the tattoo. Like it's so funny.
I don't want to do the tattoo.
But,
I thought about it.
I feel
don't
like
want to do
then
the tattoo.
If you lose, you can't do the tattoo.
That's fucking cooked. Yeah. I wish I didn't say that.
Yeah. No, because you can't do get something
you
want. You
can't do something
like.
You want.
No, but it's just like funny. Okay, that's true.
We'll
you're right.
See.
You're
okay,
right.
You know
you're
what?
Right.
Let me switch things up. I don't think you get to do the tattoo ever. Oh. You have to get wasted.
If you lose.
If you lose,
if, you go
if
third,
you're third last,
I don't think you're
you have
gonna
to
go
get,
third.
I don't think you either.
Okay. Okay. I'll say yes.
For now.
For now. But when I'm fucking halfway deep down a toilet facing my worst fear,
it's Amy's
on you,
fault.
Guys.
No, it's Amy's
well,
fault.
I'm taking care of you,
it's
though.
It's Amy's fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least I'm holding your hair up, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
And I'm doing back shots, like, as a...
shooting ropes on me? Shooting ropes and spitting
like
on my
Patreon.
Back? Okay,
back shot Patreon when Nico's
okay.
in the toilet.
So, my final story isn't necessarily embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fucked. Mm. Okay? So, I know it doesn't go against the rules of embarrassing or not embarrassing. I don't give a fuck. It's a fucking podcast. No one gives a fuck. Okay?
Wow, bro.
I'm just gonna tell
aggressive.
A fuck story.
Yeah, nobody said that.
Yeah,
okay.
So aggressive.
Okay. I'm projecting that onto you guys that you guys said it. Yeah. In my head, you guys were thinking that. Okay. That's what matters. Okay. So, didn't know about masturbating yet. And
why are you
matters.
15 in all of these? Bro?
Pre-15. Didn't know.
I was about 12. So, I at the time when I was about 12, 13, I went to
is this Gabagoo.
Yeah, I'm gonna be telling that story today. So at the time I went to this art school. Okay,
Why did you guys go to art school?
You went to art school in high school?
No, from the age of like 12 to 13, I did
really?
For like a year.
Dude, you guys all went to art school, but my girlfriend went to performing arts. Why did I not get this shit?
Well, that's why we're mentally ill and you're not.
Well,
no, that's why I'm goated, bro.
But actually,
I got good education.
Yeah, I got horrific education. And I got educated on what masturbation was a bit too early. So we went on
is
a camping trip.
Early for masturbation?
No, I was 12 in the story.
That's not early. Well
you learned about it at 12.
Not by choice.
Okay.
Someone jerked him off at art school.
Let me tell this story.
You got a hand job.
Let me tell this story.
Okay, sorry.
So at the end of we went on the end of the year camping trip. There were 16 people in our class at the time with six boys. Okay.
10 girls,
6 boys. Mm. You know, we were drying up.
Nice
ratio. The men were drying up.
The odds are in your favor for the story. See,
I learned how to do braids quite young. Okay. Oh. Okay.
He learned aftercare really young.
Yeah. That's why I'm so good at aftercare now. So all 6 boys were sleeping in one cabin, and by cabin, I'm talking about a small wooden house about the size, a little bit smaller than this room here.
Oh, it's
smaller
really
than
small.
This room for yeah. 6 people.
And we were just sleeping on the ground.
It's like, it's that's so it would be like 3 meters by like 4 meters, bro.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, it was about this size.
This room is not big, yeah. Guys.
We were all just, there was no furniture, there was no bedding. We just slept on the ground with sleeping bags, right? Like, a spider crawled on one of my friend's faces that night because we were just on the ground. Like, a spider just went on his face, right? And, you know, when you're 12, some people hit puberty early, others hit it later. Like, I just hit it. Right? Yeah. He just started shaving his face.
Literally this week.
Yeah. And I didn't know what masturbation was at this point. Like, I knew of, like, sex. I knew it, but I didn't really think about it that much. But one of the guys there, his name...
Gabagoo.
But for the sake of the story, we're not going to call him Dan because I really like Dan. We're going to call him...
Gabagoo.
Okay, why do you have to associate people with these?
Okay, let's call
Dylan. You know what?
Okay, Dylan.
Okay, Dylan.
I'm going Dylan. Dylan was a piece of fucking shit. This guy was an instigator. This guy was like the asshole. And as we grew up, I kept hearing things like rumors about him from other people. Like, he was a troublemaker, dick, like disrespecter of many people in this life. Okay. And this guy started jerking off when he was about 8 years old. I found out later. He was busting loads since he was
but
like
no,
8.
Those were blanks for sure.
No, dude, full, thick, creamy loads.
Holy
dude.
Shit, he was fertile as fuck. At
yeah,
8.
Yeah, that guy is actually, I gotta give it to him, fertile.
No,
as
that's
guy.
That's fire.
He's making up for the fact that I don't want kids.
Yeah.
And he starts jerking off in the tent. It's about the 4th day.
Is there not a person
a
like
week.
Adult?
No, there was no adult. There was no adult supervision.
And everyone awake?
Yeah, everyone was awake. There was no adult supervision.
He just couldn't hold it.
And no one's acknowledging.
No, he starts jerking off. And then everyone's like...
You hear...
Yeah, you hear the beating off. And then the other 5... It's me, Dylan, 4 other guys. The 4 other guys are like, dude, he's jerking off. And then everyone like starts cheering him on as he's
jerk,
masturbating.
Jerk,
right?
Jerk,
and
jerk.
And he's jerking
but
off.
But this is like some guy shit, bro. Like,
yeah, it was disgusting.
That's
crazy. And I think why I was like set back really far, like with masturbating, and why I came into the game so late was because of this.
Wow. You needed when a 3-year break.
When did you enter the game?
No, like 15. When I was 15.
Dude, I entered the game when I was like 15 once, and I didn't do it until I was like 18 again.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was. That's it. Maybe his
crazy.
Dad jerked him off,
and
he was
yeah,
younger,
and I just
bro.
Forget.
Yeah. So everyone's cheering him on. You know, about 5 minutes go by. He stands up.
He busted a load on me.
And he busts a load.
He didn't.
I'm at the far end. No,
he
did.
Didn't.
I promise you, he did. I saw it.
Pants off or halfway?
No, pants are off. He stands up.
See, pants off.
Bust, no,
got
like,
socks on?
Like, no, yeah, socks are on, actually. Like, wait, bust a load. Like, I've never seen what this was in my life. I don't know what cum is.
Traumatic.
Right?
And it's like, open your mouth, Nico.
Yeah, and then everyone got... Okay.
Dude, that's actually so disturbing.
So... He loves it, though. He loves it. That's what matters.
There's 2 different types of people.
Dude, they're going to edit that shit.
Gabagoo.
Gotta edit it.
And I didn't even know what cum was at this point. But then Dylan gets the 4 other guys to start joining in this weird circle jerk thing. So he gets everybody besides me. I won't fold on it because I don't know what masturbation is. I like didn't know what this was at this point. He gets everyone to go in their individual sleeping bags. Keep in mind, we're shoulder to shoulder. Like, I can feel my boy jerking it right next to me. And he gets everybody to start masturbating. In their sleeping bags and individually come.
Dude, you would do that now.
I see, that's what they fucked me up, right?
Dude, you were 12.
Yeah, it was, I was not cool. I was not chilling by the end of
but
this.
But you didn't do it?
No, I didn't.
But you acted?
No.
And
everyone
were you
the
only
me.
One that
I was the only
didn't?
One that
just
did
acted.
No, I just, and I couldn't do it.
But it's like, what are they doing? They're standing up and then jerking
off
next to
everyone
each other?
Was, it, no, everyone was jerking in their sleeping bag. The first, like, Dylan blew the first load.
Where did it land?
Just, no, it, like, it didn't even, like, it just, like,
It was a blank.
Out, it poured out into his hand. No, it was a lot of cum, but it just poured out into his hand. It didn't shoot out. And then he gets everyone to start jerking off in their sleeping bags. I won't do it. And everyone's like mad at me that I won't do it. But I like don't, I don't even know what jerking off is. Like, this was traumatic for me.
Did everyone bust?
Everyone said they did.
No, they're lying.
So apparently, like, I talked to one guy maybe 2 years later, and he said he was lying and he wasn't doing it. But I think he was. I think he was. And I think he was lying about the fact that he was lying about jerking off.
Because his cum face was too real.
Yeah. So everyone started jerking off in the tent. Or the cabin, my apologies. And that generally, like, was horrific for me. It totally impacted me. Like that was fucked up. Like, I told my mom it happened. Like, I was traumatized when it happened.
Dude, I feel bad.
So it was just a fucked up story. But I was essentially in a circle jerk.
Dude, so basically, if you ever get in a circle jerk, you'll get, like, flashbacks.
Yeah.
Like, but good for you for sticking to your values. You're so young.
Yeah, you're stronger, like, than me. I would have just started
beating. No, yeah, I just didn't jerk off. And then it was only years, like, when I wanted to start jerking off when I was 15, because I got the urge to do it eventually. Like, I was 15, I was like, I need to release cum.
You remember the first time?
Yeah. Remember, like, it was yesterday.
I remember the first time, too. Everybody remembers
I don't remember my first time.
Because it was so, you were probably against that pillow when you were in kindergarten, bro.
True.
No, every dude, because when you're a dude, you, like, prep. You're like, it's time.
No, yeah, like, I took multiple days. I tried to fight the feeling of jerk off. And then when I blew that first load, it was crazy.
You were like, wow, that guy was right.
Yeah, that guy was genuinely right. But it took me years to warm up to the fact of even masturbating. It just took me years to warm up to that fact because of what happened. Mm-hmm. And because I literally saw my, art school bully stand up and blow a fat load.
Dude, I don't think you were late, though. You weren't late.
That guy was, maybe he was early.
He was early.
He was definitely early. So
15's a completely normal age.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's late.
Not even necessarily embarrassing.
When do balls drop?
Oh, they're supposed to drop when you're quite young.
What does ball dropping mean?
Ball, I don't know.
Your balls are always hella tight when you're a little kid.
And I think it's like when the semen's ready to exit. Yeah,
they're supposed to drop.
Do they never drop for you?
Nah. Dude,
I mean, he's going through puberty.
No, my balls are actually, my balls drop.
No, they're supposed
to. They drop low, dude.
From what my understanding, I could totally be wrong about this, but it's supposed to drop when you're on, like, 8.
Wait, but one ball is
supposed. 8?
No way.
Definitely not 8,
That's not, you know why he said 8? Because Seamus, or no, that guy started jerking off at 8, so he said 8.
That's yeah, okay, for him, his balls dropped when they were 8. Mine were like 15 when they dropped. I was going to look it up, but it's not even
Wait,
worth.
Wait, dude.
Yeah.
One ball is supposed to be lower than the other, right?
Yep.
Like, actually supposed to be.
Yep.
Because then if they are on the same length of ball-wise, they heat up and the sperm kills itself.
I don't believe your theory.
No, it's true. Because your balls are like a furnace, bro. Like,
my balls do get hot.
Yeah, and that's why you probably have no sperm in them.
I've gone and told my balls, like, are,
yeah.
Like, but you're just always hot.
I know. I've gone and told my shit is hot.
Oh.
Like, it's like really warm. Like, I'm always so, like, warm.
Does she touch and he goes, ow, oh my god, yeah. Ow.
But if she's cold, you can just put balls here and she warms up.
Yeah, that's actually really adorable.
My mouth is mad cold right now. Okay.
I'm gonna say that story is not embarrassing.
I know.
But are we allowed to make it, like, how do we judge this?
How about, because it wasn't embarrassing, you minus 1.5?
How about we minus 2 points?
Like, that's a good story, but
it's,
like,
a good story. But you didn't follow the rules.
Yeah.
We can minus.
I think each of you guys minus a point off.
Yeah, 1 point off. Okay. Yeah,
each.
Your story?
Yeah.
Okay, so in grade 11, it's another girl story, guys. But guys, I was really, really down bad. Like, I want y'all to know that, like, I'm not like this anymore. But can we just cut until I have to pull the receipts
out? Okay.
Fire.
The thing is, like, this is, like, a really long story, but I'm gonna dense it down.
Okay.
So when I was 11, grade 11, I was 16. Before I had my first ever girlfriend, I actually had two other girlfriends. Like, and I do air quotes because, like, I don't count them, which is why I never tell anybody about them, which is why you're probably hearing this for the first time.
Are you serious?
Did you know I had two other girlfriends before my first ever IRL girlfriend? Because they were online.
I knew of one of them.
Okay, well, I had two.
Okay. I'm scared now.
So, the first ever girl I talked to on Yubo, her name was, well.
Do you have positive memories of her?
Like, I guess. Like, it's
Jake.
Jake. Yeah, I do.
I thought you said Shake.
Jake.
No, Jake.
Okay.
So, Jake and I talked for a month. Like, every day. I remember I said I love you, like, an hour into our first FaceTime.
It's really cute.
I was 16, okay?
You're allowed to do it when you're... If you do it now, it's scary, but
guys,
you do it when you're 16.
I did this chronically. Like, I did this, like, four times.
Honestly, I think it's cute. You're young. No, you just have an online relationship. What's the harm?
No, it is. No, it's
I mean,
true.
Well, there Same was no age. Harm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was 26.
Actually?
No.
Oh, my God.
Same age.
Oh, my God.
She lived in Ontario, I remember. So we talked. I remember we met on Yubo. We FaceTimed the next day. I talked to her for like a month straight. I was in love with her. And then one day, she's like, you know, I'm just too busy to talk now because my mom has cancer, which now looking back is the world's worst excuse.
Wait, what if her mom did have cancer?
Yeah, what if she actually was really busy
no
with it?
Fucking way, guys.
No, that's a good excuse.
But you could be busy. She could have to go to the hospital every day.
Dude, when my grandma had like I had to go to the hospital every day.
Yeah. And it's like emotionally maybe she could.
Okay, maybe I projected.
Okay.
Maybe
okay,
she
okay.
actually emotionally
could. No, like, dude, if you had cancer, like, I would be too busy to like do other shit. Like, I would be like chilling no, with but you like, in the hospital, like with your cancer.
I know,
and shit.
But that's the, like, I'm just thinking, like, that's a good excuse as well. It's a real good excuse.
It's a fantastic excuse.
It's a fantastic.
But it's also could be
maybe
real.
Maybe it could. Okay, but anyways.
Yeah.
Anyway, so basically, I remember she was like, I can't do this. And the morning, she did this like 10 minutes before school. So actually, I cried in school another time. I just never told
you. Oh my God.
So I cried in math and I went to the washroom. But you weren't there. I never told you about this.
Dude.
No.
So cute. Great no,
it's not cute.
It's cute. It's okay.
But that's not the funny. That's not the embarrassing part. So like a week after, I find a new girl.
He wow, this moved guy on moved, quick.
He
really
one
moved on quick.
Moves on.
Wow.
Let's call her... Medium memories, not good, not bad.
Call her Mid.
Mid.
No, Mid. Her name mid. Is Mid.
Because medium.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. So Mid. She lived in Calgary. And literally,
really international guy. No, literally, even today's he's
true,
an international
true.
Guy, bro.
Okay, I don't want. This is no. I didn't. This means nothing.
Yeah.
This guy's like.
No, I'm gonna make it. Yeah, this no. means nothing.
Mr. Worldwide.
He actually is Mr. Worldwide. He actually is Mr. Worldwide.
Guys.
He's been Mr. Worldwide.
Calgary, Florida.
He's like, Jesus, like, man.
See in Vancouver, bro.
Like, come on, bro. Can you go local one time, bro? Like, shit, bro.
Guys, I'm overheating. I'm overheating. Okay, I'm going to choose some water. And then the reason why I think the first one was a mistake is it's going to happen again, bro.
She said the cancer thing.
No. Okay. So I was in love with this girl again, right? I popped out, love you in an hour. This was my thing. We would text. I think we called twice. But I was saying, like, I love you. Like, I can read some of the texts.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I would love to read some
like,
of the texts.
Like, oh. Literally, if I just search her name, like, on because I don't delete any messages.
Oh, my God. No oh, my God. That's so much blue.
I love you. Okay, this is, like, first, this is so weird.
No, Amy, you got to flash the blue to Amy real
this
quick.
This is
That's
so
crazy.
Can I see?
Well, no. This is I searched for text.
Oh,
yeah. But
I thought that was real.
No. Like I searched for text.
I was about to cook this guy, bro.
so much blue.
Like this, I feel weird reading this. So you read it.
Okay. From the top.
Just don't say her name. Just read this one.
Okay. You're not annoying, Mid, and it would be cute if you were.
Blah blah.
Blah blah.
Yeah.
Blah blah. Blah blah. I love you too, baby girl.
And then read her reply in a girl voice.
I can't. It's just search.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, go to click it.
Click it?
Yeah.
Okay, what if I do? Do you want me to do the girl voice?
Okay.
Let's do it together. You read it.
Okay. I'm going to read.
I've never read this bag.
Okay. Blah, blah. I love you too, baby girl. If I was with you in your bed right now, I swear I'd never let you go. I'd make
guys.
Sure to cheer you up and
guys!
Make your
eyes be wide. No more.
No,
look,
can we just finish this?
Okay. You're annoyingly wait, baby. I love everything about you. I wouldn't change anything. Oh my God, that's actually so cute, dude. That's
she
actually
says,
so cute. He's
baby,
crazy, but
you
it's
think
so cute.
Everything I do is cute? I know I'm.
But you know what's not cute about it? I've known her for like 4 days.
Dude,
that's
I
not cute.
Think it's so cute.
you can't flash the text to the camera.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Okay, you know what?
I think it's cute. I
she
love it.
She basically keeps saying how she's annoying and awful, and
but you know what?
I don't think any of this is embarrassing. I think it's really sweet.
Baby, you're overthinking too much, and this is coming from someone that overthinks a lot.
You
baby,
don't
that
think
won't
this
happen.
Is, this is cringe.
It's cute. What do you mean? You're being loving. Like, oh my God.
I don't know.
So
there's no love. It, because I've known her for 4 days.
Dude, this is crazy.
I don't believe you. Was it 4 days exactly, those texts?
No, but dude, I only knew her for like, max 3 weeks.
Okay, wait, I gotta read this.
Okay, go.
This is what Derek said. Dude, blah, blah. when you call me baby, my heart speeds up because I can't believe that you love me. You're so perfect.
And also, we only called like twice.
I'm so glad you're mine. It's unbelievable how much you mean to me. I'm going to try and make you the best person you can be.
This is weird, guys.
I love you, baby. Please take care of yourself. Why do you say baby so much?
Okay, listen. I love this. Like, that Riz would work on me. I think it's so sweet.
Listen. I'm saying right now, my relationship is so fucking cute. Like, right now. Like, you think this is fucking cute?
It's cuter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just don't think this is embarrassing at all.
Okay, but I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Oh, no more. Okay, basically, after 2 weeks of talking, she hits me with a block out of nowhere. I remember I was crying on the bus. Okay, I was crying in a lot of public places.
Crying on the bus?
I was with my friend Michael, and he gets off the bus.
You want me to bleep out that name?
Nah, it's fine. Okay. And I'm just crying. And here's her excuse. This is blah blah's dad. I read through her messages and I saw the app you met on. Her phone will be taken away, so please don't contact her again. This was very immature of her. You be blah blah's dad.
Okay. Wait, what the
you fuck? Be blah blah's
That's
dad.
That's crazy.
Dude, but this is embarrassing because I fell for this. This was her.
No, okay, real. Read
oh,
what
this
you
was
said.
Her. I fell for it right now.
Wait, how do you know this was her?
Dude.
Dude,
it was her.
It was her dad.
No, how do you not know that was her dad?
Because I'm pretty sure. No, we talked about it in the future. I was like, why did you make it up? Like a week later, because you know, I folded and I texted her again because,
you were in love.
That was me.
Yeah,
of course.
He was going to get down on
And I messaged her. We talked again and I clarified. She clarified it was her and she didn't know what to say. She didn't want to.
Are you
she
serious?
Didn't, I remember she said that she didn't want to hurt me.
Oh.
So this is like.
That was a good plan, though.
But why did she wait? I'm so confused. Why did I want closure? Like, not even for you, like just for me, bro.
Okay,
like,
yeah. What do you
like? Why did she cut you off?
She because it was an online relationship that we didn't even like talk. We only texted.
Oh fuck!
Like we called like once.
Damn, bro.
Why did you call the previous one multiple times and only this?
Yeah,
one once.
You didn't love her as much, bro.
Maybe I was getting over the previous
you
one.
You were. It was only a couple days.
Yeah, no,
I'm so glad you're mine, baby.
It was 3 days.
That's crazy.
Like, I was back on Yubo in like an hour.
Okay, it's cute, but not really.
It's too much. It's love bombing.
It's not cute, guys.
It's love bombing.
It's not even cute. Not even the fact that it's love bombing.
Yeah, but you haven't even finished the text.
Okay. Oh my God.
You don't understand. She was the only thing that made me happy. I promise I had no wrong intentions. She was the only reason I still hung on. I was always there for her. She was my everything. Blah blah's dad.
Only reason I hung on.
Regardless of how you feel about her, this was very inappropriate.
I'm literally standing in the rain crying. Please don't take her away. I was.
Dude, he's a poet, bro.
I'm literally standing in the rain crying.
Okay. Wait, what's some funny ones? This is only going to upset her. That's the worst thing you could do to your daughter. Please just listen to what she has to say.
Aww.
And I start spam calling and I said, answer the phone, please. At least let me say goodbye. Please let me say goodbye.
That's crazy.
I'll take what she says. You have 2 minutes, but she's not able to answer the phone. She's in hysterics.
And then she's texting, but then she switched character because now she says, Derek, I'm so sorry as her. But that's her the whole time. Mm. And I fell for this, bro.
I will fall for it. Dude, that is insane.
wait, read this. This is my text.
This is what Derek said. Why do you type exactly like your dad? Is this a joke?
I knew. Wait. No, there was a really funny text that I want to find.
Wait, why? Did she not know to switch character?
No, I think she had auto caps lock off. Okay, look. I think I offered money.
Are you serious?
Like, read the dad text.
Thank you for being good to my daughter. I'm sorry to say she has been grounded for the rest of January. I apologize for any pain this may have caused you.
No, please. I'll send you like 1,000 PayPal. I'm not even joking. I'll do anything. I'll fly there and convince you. Please let me convince you.
He was going to pay $1,000 to keep this.
This is crazy. I didn't know you were like that.
Dude, I was 16 and I didn't get love from my mom. So the thing is, a lot of guys do this, and this is a very big phenomenon where women date men that just want a mother, and that's what I wanted. Like I was basically looking for a mom on the internet.
I've done that before.
You wanted your mommy?
I've dated a guy, and I was their mother.
Yeah, like basically that's what it was. So like It's not cute. I'm trying to tell you, it's not cute.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I just feel like those words are cute. But, and yeah, like, say yeah. you were saying it to Danny now, like, those words yes, are cute to
I
me.
Truly didn't mean
but
them.
But the situation yeah. is crazy.
And I didn't mean them because I only knew her for like, yeah. like not very long.
That's
pretty embarrassing.
That's really bad.
I, on God, I would have paid $1,000. I would have done it.
I'm standing in the rain.
Dude, that was poetic.
I'm standing and crying in the rain. Right
like
now,
I want to like paint a painting of Derek standing. Like
that's a beautiful one.
Can I be honest?
Yeah,
I was.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I purposely went outside to stand in the rain.
You could have just said that you were standing in the rain, bro.
He's
you
like, I need outside. To show evidence.
Like he couldn't lie.
No, I didn't want.
No, to I respect that. You didn't yeah. lie. You couldn't lie.
So oh I find that embarrassing.
These last hitters are crazy. It is. Yeah. These are crazy.
I find it embarrassing not because if that was like a, if I was the love of my life and we dated for like 2 years, that's different.
Yeah.
Like
that is actually different. But yeah. you dated this girl.
And you had one call.
I called her once.
How long was the call though?
Maybe like 50 minutes.
50?
Because I don't know. She kept saying 15. Like, oh, I'm busy. Like 50.
Oh, 50.
Like she kept saying like, oh, I'm busy right now. I don't know why.
Damn, bro. Yeah. Hey, Amy, you better bring a big one around three. This is crazy.
You guys are doing too well.
This is crazy. Big three.
Okay, let me paint the scene.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Dude, it's weird for me to read texts to people that are like loving that isn't my girlfriend. I feel weird.
What do you mean?
Well, you were 16.
I know, but this
was literally 6 years ago.
It's weird reading it to us, you mean?
No, it's just weird reading it.
Like that you were intimate with somebody.
Yeah, it's gross.
I can see
disgusting.
That. I can see that.
Like it's absolutely disgusting, yeah. bro.
I just can't picture that. No, at all.
That was a different guy, bro. Like yeah, that wasn't different. You, bro. That was Derek. That was Minion Zoo.
Yeah,
but I would act the same way now, which is why I probably feel weird.
Mm.
Like you have the same.
But it's real. But it's real.
But it's real.
Yeah. Yeah. That's different.
Wow.
Damn.
I should beat the shit out of that kid.
Damn,
anyways,
bro.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Hope you guys still watch the pod.
Okay, build the scene, Amy.
You're being really vulnerable and actually saying embarrassing stories, though. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to win. What?
He wants the scratch ticket, Amy.
Okay. Paint the scene. Grade 10.
15-year-old okay? Amy walking around.
I was a rebel. I made a new friend, and she was, like, the bad girl in school.
Ooh.
We're going to cut all that out.
Was I right, though?
No.
Oh, fuck. Okay, never mind. I'm just going to shut up.
She was just like the... Anyways.
Cool girl. Bad
girl. She was
just
the cool girl.
Like...
She was like the popular girl.
Ooh, but then also she like, you know, skipped class sometimes.
Oh,
shit. No, she was like the popular girl. This girl was like the skip class, like go out, hook up with boys.
Oh!
She was like the bad girl. And then I became best friends with her.
Oh!
I had two other best friends that my parents knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always lie that I was sleeping at their house.
But you'd be out there fucking dudes with her.
Okay, relax, fam.
Damn, bro.
No, like what? No, it's this true. Is that's what it sounds
but
like.
The way you say, the way you fucking dudes with her.
No, okay, my bad.
No, my bad.
It just had a level of brutality yeah. to it that the story didn't need.
Okay, so I lied to my parents, and this is the night before we're going on family vacay, mom, dad, brother. We were going to Vegas for like a. Wholesome. I know it's not a wholesome place. We were going for a wholesome vacation.
Yeah.
Why would you go to Vegas for a wholesome vacation?
I don't know. But like to watch shows. It can be
Shin
cute
Lim
if
is
you're...
there.
Okay.
Mm. Grace Vanderwall's there. She performs there.
Okay. Oh. A lot of shows are there. But anyways. Date night before, I lie to them, say I'm sleeping at one of the good girls' house. I go with that naughty girl. And we go to a guy's house.
Oh my God.
So I was right.
Wait, did that guy ride the devil's?
Okay.
Okay.
The devil's lettuce?
No, dude. That's the normal tricycle.
Yeah, that's the normal tricycle.
So we're with two guys. One guy had a crush on. One guy was just there. Anyways.
Double date.
Kind of. And we were.
It stopped. The camera stopped.
Oh my God. Why?
I don't know, but I'm really lazy to get up. Can you get up? Yeah.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
I really want to do this scratch off. Like.
Dude, I'm excited. Okay. So lie to them. And we were taking sexy pictures in the bathtub.
Wait. The guys?
Like, this is like over 10 years ago, so I don't know exactly. But like, we were in the bathtub being like.
Wait. No, but with the guys?
Well, maybe they were in it, but they were taking pictures of us for sure.
Were you naked?
No.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Well,
no. You didn't say you weren't, though.
But, like, I don't remember.
It was, like, that long
but
ago?
But it was, yeah. Well, it was
I guess it was like literally 15 years ago, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, 50, almost 15 years ago. Yeah. But like, just like, you know?
Okay. Is that the story?
That's it.
I'm giving that a one.
Okay. My parents call me. Where are you? I know you're not at this place.
How's it?
I go, I lied. I'm at this guy's place. Oh. They're pissed. They come pick me up.
And you have soap all over you.
And they're so mad. And then I feel like my stories aren't as good as you guys. I go home and they go through my bag.
No.
Oh, I was on Polaroid.
No. So in this age, we would all each have a digital camera.
Oh.
Okay.
I know.
So they're like, what were you doing? They get the camera. They look together. My mother and father looking through these pictures. What are these? What are you doing?
That's nasty. I would never want to see my kid like that.
And they knew I was lying. I got in trouble, got grounded, obviously. But it's like a core memory I have where I'm like, oh my God, it's like.
Dude, no, because that's your pain. Like, that's worse than like getting caught masturbating.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it
is. I think it is. Yeah, it is. Because like at least masturbating is like a normal life event that everyone
does. She was taking sexy.
Everybody's got sexy pictures.
No.
Yeah, but lying to parents day before a family vacation and I lied to them.
Yeah, with sexy photos. Would you want to show your mom your nudes, bro?
If they're fire,
the more fire, the worse. I would say, like, dude, imagine your daughter. You see that of your daughter.
Yeah, that's, yeah, but I
it's crazy, bro.
Dude, that's embarrassing, bro.
Like that is crazy.
I think it's embarrassing. I think your storytelling wasn't. You should have to hype it up. There was no hype up, right?
Do you know why? Because I'm insecure. Because yours was so good. So then
my last one wasn't even an embarrassing story. Like I think
that's
mine's
objectively embarrassing. I think the storytelling didn't hype it up.
Okay, fine.
No, but that's
can
bad,
you rate
though.
The story, not the storytelling?
Yeah. Thank you. No.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I gotta rate everything.
Just add a 0.5, please.
We'll see. So then what?
That's it. That's bad at storytelling.
You know, like they didn't talk about it ever again.
Yeah, never mentioned again.
Did you get to keep the pictures though?
I think so.
If they deleted it, I would be mad. Like, I did all that for what?
He's looking at the story for such a weird point, yo.
Well, no, like, you did all that for what?
It was fun in the moment, probably.
Yeah, it was probably a blast. Probably had a blast doing that. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go around. What would you guys rate my story?
Wait,
keep
what
in
was
mind.
It?
Masturbation.
I just don't understand. Like,
it wasn't fun.
Wait,
wasn't
which one? Oh, the
triple jerk.
Okay,
dude, that's like a 5 out of 5 story, but I have to take away like some.
Yeah, you have to take away
one each.
Take away a point each, right?
I'm going to say a 4.5 to 3.5. So 3.5.
Okay.
I'll take going 5 to whatever.
To 4 then.
Four.
So what is 7.5?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take that. The fact that wasn't even an embarrassing story. Yeah.
You kind of cheated the game there,
you should
bro.
Take one off for yourself then. So 6.5?
Okay.
Like,
sure, bro.
Like, you cheated the game there.
I cheated the game. Well, the thing is I just didn't like... Honestly, I have so many embarrassing stories, but I kind of told most of them. Like, me peeing myself. Like, I've told that twice on beer sauce.
Ah, that's
me
true.
Pissing in the sink. I've told that once on beer sauce already.
That's true.
Like, yeah. I'm trying to, I have to, like.
Okay, give his
like
point back. Give his point back,
okay,
then.
Okay, fine.
No,
okay,
give
fine.
His point back.
Fire.
No, because that's true. Like, it's you true. Told so many, like, you're at a disadvantage. Give his
yeah,
point back.
Okay.
Like, I didn't like know about this guy. Like, he had sex with his mom in a dream.
The thing is, that's not even embarrassing because there's no story. That's just like, oh, it happened.
No, that's embarrassing, bro. That's really embarrassing.
You think I would have won with that?
Yeah, man.
Oh, come on.
But that's you can't like, tell it because you just told it last episode, right?
That's the thing. You guys are so vulnerable.
I would have
went
into detail, bro, if I knew that was embarrassing.
I feel like you guys have to purposely do like more embarrassing stuff so you can have content.
No, we do.
Well, the thing is, it's like it's embarrassing objectively, but I don't feel embarrassed. So I didn't even think about telling that story. Like,
true.
It's like...
Yeah, yeah. It's like perception on each of everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was mine, 6.5?
Yep.
I'll take
7.5.
7.5?
We gave it back.
I'll take it.
What?
So what was yours again? Oh, dude, that's a 5 1, for me, dog. That's a 5
I'm
for
going,
me.
I'm going 5. I'm
that's
going
a 5 for 1, me,
1, 1, 5. That's crazy.
Guys.
No, the thing is it just happened so many times. Like, back to back to no, back like, to back.
Why did
Mr. I... Mr. Worldwide, please, bro.
I'm pretty sure... And then I went back on Yubo, and then I met my IRL girlfriend, and then we broke up again.
Dude, Yubo,
I went through three
Yubo
heartbreaks
master.
In like a year.
That's crazy. That
crazy.
Really.
I'm telling you right now, those were like I felt those heartbreaks insanely. Like, I don't think I've ever felt that horrible. Like on some like
because that was everything to
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
like,
crazy,
now I have like
though.
a life. So it's like, that wasn't, it's not,
yeah. You know?
But that was all you had at the time.
Yeah, that's all I had. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's how it is when you're younger. You like grind with someone once and you're like, I'm in love.
You grind?
Like, you guys never grind it?
No, like, well, like at a dance? Love, bro.
No, I never grind it.
Okay, I just had one experience when I was in grade 6.
What?
When
that's
I went,
mad young.
I went to, did you ever go to Parkgate dances?
I know, never went to Parkgate,
but I know what they are.
Yeah, so I went to one.
But you're not supposed to grind, you're supposed to slow dance.
I know, but then I grinded with, I still remember his name.
You felt the shit?
And then I was like, we grinded, and I remember showering that night. I was like, wait, am I in love? Like, that was so special, but. Obviously, it was not.
That was your first, like,
wait,
sexual.
Grinded thing? As in, like, his dick.
No, like, you know when you dance and you go, like.
Like, why? When I like, you turned around and you were grinding.
No,
his dick.
Like.
That's grinding.
That's grinding.
Not turn around. No, you guys don't know what grinding is.
I know what grinding is.
No, when you're
Barney and his cousin grinded.
Who?
But you can do back to back. You can do back to face grinding.
Oh, yeah, you can do grinding.
Like, doggy grinding.
But, like, frontal grinding.
Okay, frontal grinding. Frontal. That's a thing. Frontal grinding.
You ever frontal grind, like, at the club or something?
Nope. I don't be doing that. I'm really? Not a big frontal grinder.
I don't.
I'm not a big grinder in general.
No?
I frontal grinded in my house.
Oh, yeah. Different story. But not
like
at the club.
Like at a dance floor.
No. I don't really frontal grind.
Okay. Well, we're going to go out with Danny and then you guys can grind.
I don't want you guys to see me grind, bro.
I don't
want to
see this guy grind. This is my best friend. What? We don't need to do that.
I don't want a public grind.
Well, I just want you guys to experience. You guys can go in different corners of the dance floor.
We can just do it in our house.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do it at your house. I feel more comfortable with
yeah.
that.
I'd rather grind at your
house. You feel more comfortable
house.
In the tiny square?
Yes.
Yeah,
grinding next to each other?
Well, yeah, it's a safe place.
Okay.
And then, like, what? Or there's just, like, horny men that are like, wow, like, I probably lose her. Like, I want to fuck
okay.
her.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Who should we invite for?
The grind sesh?
Yeah, the grind sesh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go with your story. The thing is, I can't relate to it, but I see how embarrassing that is. I'm going to go 3.5.
Oh, what the fuck? It's so embarrassing.
Dude, the storytelling, Amy. Also, I think jerking off is worse.
Really? I don't think it's as bad.
No, because like you weren't naked, but she could have seen his cock. Like, your mom could have seen your cock. That's
No, but your parents definitely saw cleave. For sure. They definitely saw cleave.
Yeah, but cleave, but cleave pussy, though?
Was your vagina out?
No. For sure not.
Okay. Did you like a little quick little like that or no?
I don't remember.
Damn.
Dude, I'm
I find the pictures, they'll be on the Patreon.
No, we're not gonna
know. Dude, that's you're underage.
True.
Gabagoo.
4.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
That's a 7.5 right there.
4.
You know what? I'll go 4 as well.
What? No.
No, just because Amy's had a hard day. She's had a hard day. I'm going to go 4.
I've had a hard week.
Yeah. 4.
Guys,
4.
She's been busy.
Yeah.
She's been
that's high. An 8. That's a solid 8, bro.
8.5?
Yeah. 8. Tally them up. Come on.
Okay, now we're going to tally up the score.
What do you mean 8.5?
No, she just was.
No, she was 8. It's 8. 4.
She just said 8.5 because she wanted the extra 0.5.
No. I never said 8.5.
Dude, yes,
we have that on camera.
No, I genuinely didn't say 8.5.
Yes, you did.
I said, I'm so excited.
Dude, no, we have it on camera.
No, I swear.
Amy, you're actually a liar. Like, I just realized today, like, you are a liar.
Okay, give me
bro.
3 examples where I've lied.
Okay, so you said 20 days for your Mexico trip, even though it was 10, for no reason.
You said 8.5, and you're saying you didn't say 8.5.
I know you said 8.5.
One more example.
Bro.
Okay,
there has to be another one.
There like, has to be another example.
No, you told him you were going alone, right?
Yeah, you told me you were going on a trip alone.
Never told
yeah, you
did. I was going alone.
Yeah, you did.
You know what? I'm not a liar. You guys are gaslighters.
We have it on camera that you said 8.5.
If it's on camera and I said 8.5, I'm a liar.
No,
you are a liar. Yeah. It's on camera.
It's not. You guys know that it wasn't.
Oh my god!
No,
I can't wait for you to watch this back.
I swear on my life. There's no. You
Nico, editing this podcast right now.
Podcast, you know.
No,
you
Nico
know,
editing the podcast right now. Put in the clip where she says 8.5. Put in the clip right now where she says 8.5. That's a solid 8, bro.
8.5.
Yeah. Tally them up.
Put it in
dude,
right
but
now.
Why
bro.
Would we lie right now?
But why would I? Because I'm a liar.
Because you're a liar.
Yes.
But I'm a liar too. No lie. But
like, I'm not. Like I just actually
no
said
8.5. No lie. I'm a liar.
Okay. I think you're a liar, but you do it in a comedic way where you're just like, yeah. I don't.
Well, he'll like lie about a fucked up story.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That's comedic thing,
but genuinely, I'm not a liar.
Okay, no, okay, whatever. You accidentally lied.
Whatever.
Accidental
lie.
Okay,
accidental.
I think
you actually
thank
just
you,
forgot.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't
so
say 8.5.
So let's tally up the scores.
I didn't say 8.5.
Okay.
I can't wait for you to see this while editing, Nico.
said 8.5.
She did, like, on my mom.
No, seriously. Okay.
On everything.
Someone calculate.
Okay.
Okay, can you watch?
Yeah.
To make sure it's...
Dude, make Jesus. Sure.
He's not a liar, man. We actually just
established. Okay. Ready?
6.5.
For who?
Nico.
6.5. Plus?
9.
7.5. Okay, Nico, you're at 23.
23. Yeah,
I'm getting
30.
Nervous. I'm getting
I'll take a 23
okay,
out of 30.
Me? 23? Okay.
1.
What?
Sorry. 4.5.
4.5.
10.
10 and 10?
Yeah.
24.5!
Oh my God, Derek.
I'm not last. Wait.
Oh my God. No, wait, okay. Wait, we don't know. We don't know. Okay, for
we
sure. Don't
know. We know.
Tally up the score.
Tally up
the score.
10.
10. Wait, no, you didn't, bro.
Fucking no way.
5.5. 4.5.
4.5.
8.
18.
Oh my God.
24.5, 23, 18. Okay.
Oh my God.
Scratch card. Wait, let's do a congrats.
Let's go, Derek.
Derek! Most embarrassing story.
How do you feel? How do you feel, sir? How do you feel, sir?
You know what? Dude, the thing is, these were so embarrassing, I never told you. Like, you didn't know these.
No, yeah, I didn't know. Like, these were, like, that was
You knew the voice memo one, but yeah. You didn't know the...
I didn't know the other ones.
The blah, blah one.
Yeah, I didn't know the other ones. Like,
and,
that
and,
was
you know, funny story, when I go on Quora, I'm still logging to blah, blah's Quora for some reason, and I just use it, like, to this day.
Why you use Quora? That's, like, you should have... That's a 5 out of 5 embarrassing story. You use Quora?
No,
you still use it?
Use Quora?
For real?
Yeah.
To, like, what's the last search you did?
I don't
you
use
do
Quora.
How to build a bomb.
No, like I don't use Quora. Like once a year, I'll click on a Quora link. And I'll,
oh, you just click on it. You don't go on it.
No.
Okay,
how
that's
do
different.
I don't know. Anyone have a coin? I have a coin. Should we do this coin. W right now?
Let's do it.
Here, I have a coin.
Okay, dude, so tattoo. Wait, what was the tattoo and story, right? And I can't do the tattoo, so I have to do the story, and then Amy has to do the tattoo.
You guys are fucked.
Amy has to do the tattoo.
You guys are fucked. Amy has to do can't believe I made Wait, that rule. I thought I was fucking you over, Nico, but I'm fucking me over.
You scratch it, dude.
Each game is played separately.
Wait.
There's so many,
you don't
guys.
Have to do the tattoo. I'll
no,
do it. I'll
no,
do it.
No.
Do it.
I said
no, because I want to do it.
I know,
well.
But then okay. I said that thing to you.
Yeah, but you didn't
so
think
I have
you
to
would
be
lose,
fair.
Bro.
I have to be
I'll
fair.
I'll do the tattoo.
No,
it's okay.
I'll
it's
do
okay.
it.
I'm just going to scratch it all off right now, and then we can interpret it.
I can't believe I lost, man. I
well,
thought,
it's on your toe, right?
When, I showed, you, when right? I showed you the topics, you were like, oh, those are so embarrassing. And then I felt so confident I didn't even prep for this. I was like, oh.
No, I was prepping like how I was going to tell the story in my head.
Oh,
like,
I didn't
do that.
Like, I was
I
like,
didn't prep the story.
I was shaping the plots out in my head.
Fuck.
Like, I practiced telling those to the mirror before
oh,
I said them.
Oh, did you?
Nah, I didn't. But
you didn't.
But I knew what I was, I like, oh, shit, something's in my eye. But like, I knew like how I was going to tell the story. Like,
oh, okay.
The elements that would come into play. Derek's really making a mess of this.
Oh, fuck, this is so much. How do you read this, bro?
He wins like 100K.
Can someone get the shit off of me?
Yeah, bro.
No, no, not on the carpet.
How am I supposed to do it?
With the vacuum.
Okay, I'm going to put it under the carpet and then you'll vacuum.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
He won nothing.
I don't understand. I don't know. I've never done these.
Got it?
You have 3 matching ones. One says 1 mil and one says 250K. But I don't know which game it's supposed to reference to.
Yeah,
wait,
I don't.
What?
I don't know, dude.
Okay,
but I don't think you...
Reveal 3 matching symbols in the same game... Win the prize for that game. Each game played separately. So isn't this game 8, game 9?
Oh, yeah. And you have to get... Oh, you got a rose. You got $250,000. Holy shit.
No, but it has to be...
Wait, that's not real.
Wait, reveal
no,
three matching symbols in the game.
I know, but then it says he game. Also won 1 mil. So there's no way.
Derek won $1,250,000.
That's not no.
No, there's no way
there's no
you
way
want
way
to.
I
feel like there's another thing we have to do or something.
I don't like.
Where? Or you won $1,250,000.
And we're like, no, we're like, we don't give a fuck right now. Like low key, like
I don't give a fuck because I don't think it's real.
It's real.
I think you just won
$1 million. Like, is this chat? Show chat. Show
well,
the chat.
No, because dude, if we show this to them and then it airs, they fucking take the money. Imagine they can take a screenshot.
Oh
of the
fuck you, chat.
Yeah,
chat.
I don't get it.
Wait, but is this not 3 coins, $1 million?
Yeah, 3 coins, $1 million, and then you also
why
have
why are we so calm?
And $250,000. He just won $1 million. $1,250,000.
Shut.
Did he?
I don't
go
know.
Go see it again.
Can you ask your mom?
Yeah, go ask your mom.
No, no, because look at me.
Reveal 3 matching symbols in the same game. Win the prize. Each game played separately.
Yeah. So he played what?
Wait, should we ask like the audience, bro?
I don't know.
Game 12.
Dude, $1,250,000.
Y'all crazy. Ain't getting shit either. I won.
That's crazy. Yeah, we just won $1,000,000.
Dude, you could have won $1,000,000. I wouldn't have been mad if you didn't give me shit.
You just won $1,250,000.
Wait, did you just win $1,250,000?
Yeah, you just won $1,250,000 live on air. That's fucking crazy. Congratulations, sir. That is fucking crazy. Go ask your mom to confirm before you get excited. Go ask your mom. I'm not even kidding. Okay, we're going to end the episode.
You know what? I don't need this shit.
What do you mean? No, don't!
What the fuck are you doing? I don't fucking
need this.
Oh my god, it was a prank. It was a prank card. It was a fucking prank card. It was a fucking prank card. It was a prank card.
I don't care.
It was a prank
card. What was it?
He bought this off fucking Amazon, dude. That's why he said he ordered something off Amazon. It was that. You ordered off Amazon.
Oh. I bought a bunch of fake fucking scratch offs.
I didn't. I was like, I don't understand because there's no way he would have won both things
dude,
in one
you know
card.
Why? I wanted you to win so bad because I would have taken it from your hand and ripped it out your hand.
That would have been really mean.
No, but even you ripping it then, we were like, no.
No, dude, as soon as he ripped it, I knew it was a prank.
No, but dude, imagine she wins the scratch off.
I would just feel so bad.
I should have given you the scratch off.
Well, you guys should have freaking rated me better.
No, I should have just been like, here, I got this for you. You win. And then I just rip it off.
So you basically pranked yourself, bro. Nice job.
Yeah.
You bought the scratch on me. He's fucking useless. Really thought out plan. No,
I guess, well, I didn't know I was going to win.
Yeah, but
you knew. You knew. You coming into this, you were like, I'm a winner.
Yeah, but I was just trying to be cocky.
No, but it worked really well, bro.
I'm sad I lost.
Damn, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, you know what? Let's start pranking people.
You played that off well, though. You were like, I have a scratch card. I'm excited.
Yeah, I didn't doubt it for a second.
I did notice? He was like, I have three. And then I was like, why don't we each do one? He was like, no, I have two. And then you changed it. And I remember being like, well, that's weird that he changed the number.
Because we can't both win. I was like, I can't win both of them.
He can't win $250 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay, to see me and Amy's punishments... which Instagram and TikTok should they check out?
To see their punishments, first of all, you're going to go on the Patreon because their punishments are going to be on the Patreon.
I'll send you a clip of me doing the tattoo.
Guys, if you want, and you know what? This podcast isn't over, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
There is still 30 minutes of content over on Patreon right now. We are not done recording. Tarot card reading. Mm-hmm, if you want to check that out, it's going to be $5 on Patreon. Plus, there's an avocado toast video
that's for free, Nico and I
make free content on there as well. So if you just want free vlogs, it's gonna be on there. And Beer Sauce Podcast, BERSOSPODCAST, Beer Sauce Podcast on Patreon and Instagram. If you want to submit something like, oh, most embarrassing thing, you're gonna have to do it on the Instagram.
So Amy, thank you so much for coming back on the show. It's lovely to have you back on. She's coming back soon, but right now we're gonna be cutting to Patreon and do some tarot card readings. So we'll see you next week, guys. Love you very, very much.
Bye.
Bye. You have bunions, bro.
Beer sauce.